Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Boy, that was quick. Hey, good evening, everybody. Happy, welcome Saturday nightish here in the jungle. What's going on out there in Grudge Inc. land? A lot of things to get to tonight. Grudge Inc. has gone into another level right now, man. We got some racing going on out here in SoCal. Racing out in Pomona this weekend, right now, actually. Hopefully get some guys out there calling in and let us know what's happening out there. And down in Macon, Georgia tonight, too. They're popping and bopping down there. Right now, I want to get to one of my co-hosts. Kevin, you there, babe?
What's happening, baby boy? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, out here suffering in my 80-degree weather today. It was miserable.
I'm in 80-degree weather, too.
Yeah, you went down south. Huh? See, you know where to go get the sunshine, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm in Mississippi, not just Mississippi.
Oh, are you headed? Did you make it over to Macon or no?
No, I'm going to DJ Grant's race in the morning. I'm leaving here and going in the morning, going over to go to the race.
In Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're blowing up down there in Macon tonight, right?
Yeah, and I met some guys tonight from Natchez, Mississippi. I hung out with them all day today, racing on the street. They had a good time.
Oh, stepping into my venture in the world, huh? Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to get to this real quick because I wanted to touch base on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen it or if anybody's seen it, but Grudge Inc. stepped into the video world, man.
Yeah. Jay Barr started the video show. The show is on being broadcast live now.
Man, not only that, man, but they was rolling in a little Learjet.
Yes, sir.
And So when I come out racing now, I'm going to have Jay Barnes send the jet out to come get me. It's like a fly
out. Yep. Have to send it in for you.
Man, it looked like when they showed that video, I told Jay, it looked like the players hated ball on that plane right there. Everybody want to hate them.
Yes, sir.
Had all the heavy hitters. I think that I think they should take that jet, and every time they do a Grudge Inc. show, do a flyby right after the national anthem. Close the tower with that bad boy.
Yeah, I think Jay Barnes can land that thing in a quarter mile.
That thing's pretty cool.
They boys out here in Mississippi, they ain't playing, boy. Them boys got some cars down here.
Oh, they sure do, man. I'm telling you, man, you missed Lena. Lena was off the hook, man. It really was. You know, Clark and Gadget, man, they put on a good show down there, but man alive, the cars that were down there, and not just the Grudge Inc. cars. I mean, there was people just from there.
Yeah.
Aston Carter. They take their racing serious, Dan Lena. Man, just don't let nobody start messing you with that clan shit down there like you did me when I was driving out of Mississippi.
Man, I come through Texas. Texas is a long ass state.
I told you it was, man. It seemed like it took me 4 or 5 hours to get through Texas.
No, it's about a good 8 hours to get through Texas.
Yeah, that's a long ride, man. Long ride.
This kid on tonight from Chicago?
I know, man. They maybe. I'm sure they're all going to be calling. I don't know who's down in Macon right now, if they're still running it down there. They got lights down in Macon?
Yeah. They race late at night down there.
They're going to be running to the wee hours.
See if you see Slouch's numbers. Slouch had a report for tonight.
I don't have his number to. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. I think I might. Slouch, if you're out there, man, hit the one button. We got a lot of people on the board tonight.
Yeah, we should have Mississippi number 601. That's my 601 number. Any 601 numbers with all the guys they're supposed to be calling in.
Yeah, there's 601 numbers on here, but I don't know who's who. Just hit the one button if they want to come in, man. Did Tyson go down there?
No, I think he's home.
Yeah, man, you got to see that video, man. It's on Grudge Racer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool video, man. It was when they posted it. We were on the phone, Clark and Jay Barnes and myself and DJ Grant. We were talking, and it started blowing up. It went for like, you know, 15, 20 people viewing it. By the time we got off the phone, it was over 300.
Damn.
So, yeah, it caught wildfire, man. It's a cool video. I like it. All that's missing is someone in flip-flops. That's about it. But other than that, it was a great video.
Good. Yeah, I have to get another look at it.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit hopping out here in California, too, man. We got Tuesday, we vote for our mayor out here. And big push, man. Big push to get that vote out for Eric Garcetti. He's the guy we need. We need this guy to get elected. The person he's running against, I don't even want to mention her name because I think she's a load of shit, but something on the Windy something. Who cares? But I think she's a load of shit. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
But Eric Garcetti, man, he's a good dude. He's turned the districts that he was around in that were, I don't want to say poverty stricken, but low income, put work back into those towns and start making them a thriving place. You know, employment went up, crime went down. I'm just thinking this guy can do this in the city he was working in and didn't have a lot to work with. Just think, man, what this guy could do for the city of Los Angeles. Because God knows, too many guys been running for mayor in our office got deep pockets. And this guy's straight on the up and up. And like I said, his dad was a district attorney for the city of Los Angeles. So he knows what's up.
Okay.
You want to say hi to Kev? Where's Kev from?
Right.
Say it loud. He can't hear you, Chad. Come here. I'm just trying to give you a shout out.
Now, where's my girl at?
Come here, Chach. Kev wants to know. Tell Kev where he's from. Say it loud. Say it.
Yeah.
He wants to hear it.
Very tough.
Chach, he walked away. But we gotta get this guy. We gotta get this guy in the office. And this guy's very racer friendly too. You know, he's got a lot of the Southern California, you know, the street racers and all the car club guys, and you know, they know what's up with this guy. And he's a good dude, man. He puts himself out there. He's gonna be one of those mayors that makes himself more available than anybody else has ever done.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to get him on the show one night.
Well, you know, I've been wanting him to come on, but right now, you know, it's Tuesdays of voting. He's still hustling the pavements right now, and and right now they're having this weekend is or today going on. It's a 24-hour cancer walk, so he might even be up there walking. They do here in town, in the town I live in, they do a walk for cancer, and they do it up at the high school, San Pedro High School. And what they do is, you know, they walk for 24 hours. And each group has a baton. And the goal is the baton always has to be moving. So, you know, you
right.
just go in shifts, and for 24 hours, you know, you keep walking. It's really nice how they do it. I did it a couple of years because both of my parents passed from cancer. So it was it's a good thing, man. I like that. So they got that going on, and hopefully maybe if somebody's got their phone on out there. I know my knucklehead son's up there, and I'm surprised. I won't be surprised if he calls in and starts running his mouth on the show, but. It's a good cause, and I'm glad that he's going up there. But this guy, Eric Garcetti, man, he's going to be good for L.A. He's going to be good for racing, and the track will be coming here soon. And, you know, Donald's been laying the groundwork and getting in this guy's ear and having meetings with him. So he knows about us and what we're about, and he feels the same way. Too many innocent people dying on the streets from other knuckleheads. Not the street racers that we are, but the people who are in a Honda and mom station wagon and going from light to light, and they hit somebody, they thumb those guys in with us and call them street racers. Because the media's that stupid out here. But other than that, man, we want to get. I wanted to see if Clark's gonna call in tonight. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe we'll try. I'm gonna try and call him right now, man. We'll buzz his line, man. See what he's got going on. Because I think he went down there and had a race, but I'm not sure. Let's see, here we go. This is kind of cool. Now I learned how to work this phone system on here. Look at me, man.
Hello?
What's going on, Clark? It's Teo. You live in the jungle, baby.
What's happening, Teo?
What's going on, man? You down in Macon?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me what's happening down there, brother.
Man, Grudge Inc. down there took over this motherfucker, Teo.
No shit, huh? Man. You guys still running right now? Clark, you still there? Clark, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy Clark a phone. That's what I'm going to do, because that motherfucker dropped more times than somebody with a hot potato. Clark, you there? Kevin, you still there? Kev. Kev, you there? Melvin, you there, Melvin?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Go ahead.
What's happening? I'm sorry, fellas.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I thought I lost everybody.
Who was that, Clark? Was Clark on the phone?
Yeah, he was on the phone.
Hey,
Tim. Hey,
Tim. Can you hear me, buddy? Can you hear me?
Hey, Clark, that's you?
Clark.
Yeah, that's me. What's happening, bro?
It's Kev, man. I'll see you tomorrow. You going to be at the race tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. I'm going to see you tomorrow, brother.
Hey, man, Cold Killer has guessed the white ball.
Get out of here.
He guessed the white ball tonight.
The white boys had a better tune-up?
Huh?
No, man. No, Cold Killer just got
the white boys had a bad tune-up?
No, man, no.
Cool Killer just got his shit hooked up.
I didn't hear you, buddy.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Clark. Oh, there you are. No, I said Cool Killer just got his shit hooked up. That's all. And no one's not letting anybody having a bad Audi. Clark, are you moving around? Hey, Clark. So I think he's moving around. He's going in and out of range. I'm gonna get Clark a phone from out here, and then I'm gonna have it to where it's got our temperature and everything. So when he opens up his phone to check the temperature, it's gonna give California temperature. Just to be a smart ass, that'll teach him. Hold on, man. Hey, Melvin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Hey, did you make it down or no?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it, man. I had to work, couldn't get off.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I wanted to be down there, but I didn't make it.
Did you see that video that they put out?
Which one? The race?
No. The one with Jay and them on the jet plane, on a Learjet.
Oh, no, I ain't went and saw that one.
Oh, heck yeah, you gotta check that out, man. It's badass.
Okay. What is that, the Grudge Inc. U.S.?
No, it's on Grudge Racer, I believe. Willie Dog put a post up, and I think the video's on that.
Oh, okay. I'll go in there and find it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I liked it. That's just... I told him, man, pimping ain't easy.
you got that right.
Oh, well, we had a caller on here. I guess he dropped.
So you're going to keep the show going, or what you going to do?
Well, you know, the show's going to stay going, Melvin. I mean, I don't want to lose the spot or nothing like that. I didn't go to that race today in Pomona. I really wanted to because, you know, the winners – you know, they have Wally's that they're giving out to the winners. And, you know, I didn't go. It's just, you know, it's that guilt thing right now. And I think that's what I'm struggling with. I just, you know, I signed on, I'm committed, you know, and I'm trying to find a happy medium to where I can still go out racing.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to hold up, you know, shows or nothing like that either. And I don't want this show to go off the air or nothing like
right.
that because I still like. I mean, I don't go racing. I don't go racing every weekend. But it's just like the times I want to. Like this weekend would have been one of the ones. It's just, it's rough to do. Because, you know, especially during the race season, I can't get like Big Clark or Mississippi Joe or Jay Bond, someone to fill in for them because they're all racing.
Yeah, they had the tracks and everything now.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm stuck in that, you know, there's that right there where I got daylight, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to cut nothing loose at the same time. So I want to, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, figure it all out. I like what I do. I like doing this. But if I can figure something out without having to, I mean, I don't want to leave like how every, like, you know, Mario left and stuff like that, and he's done and gone the way. But I feel guilty kind of, you know, it's kind of like work. You know, I feel like asking, I only do this one night a week, and if I ask someone to cover me for one night, it's like, God damn, this guy can't, he only does it one night, and he can't even do it then. And I don't want it to be like, I don't want it to be like that either.
Well, I mean, you know, we understand that you're a racer, though. So, you know, that if somebody else had to cover, we're going to know you out there, you know, putting them boys on the trailer. So that's the main thing right there, you know. I wouldn't.
You know,
I'll
give them all.
Like, you know, we're doing what we love doing, drag racing, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just, you know, it's just, I don't want to just, you know, blow it off and just say, I don't feel like doing the show. That's not what it's about. I just wanna make sure I got, you know, things. It's not like I wouldn't be calling in either. I mean, once I got done with racing, the show still probably going on, unless I get shot out. But
yeah, I mean, you know, in between rounds or whatever, you know, I mean, if you got the show going on, you can have it live, you know, set it up for
you
live,
know,
at the drag strip or wherever you at, you know. And when you got to take a break to get in the car and go, somebody else can hold on to it, you know, let the next caller come in and anything else like that, you know.
Shoot, I'll just put, you know what I'll do? I'll just put, because on my fire suit, I got that little zipper pocket of the thing. I'll just stick my phone in there and let everybody take a ride with me.
Hey, there you go. Let them hear it.
You know, and then, no, but I just, that's kind of where I'm at right now, you know, but I like what I do, and I like everybody on the phone to call in and come shoot the shit with us, the Average Joe guys. I love all this shit, especially the stuff that we've created on the show. You know, we had one night,
yeah.
I don't know if you know, night, we had ladies' night on, we had all the women in drag race, we had like four or five women call in. You know, stuff like that was cool. I like doing stuff like that, so I don't want to just drop the ball on this and let it go. Tyson, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hey, you better not end the goddamn show. I ain't got my last three chips.
Hey, well, you keep coming in a half hour late, my brother. You know, I'm going to have to start docking you, start taking some money back.
Man, I was making me some shrimp stir fry.
Oh, dang. Well, listen, I got your money coming. It's still in the dryer, drying with the chips right now. I'm roughing up the bills for you.
I don't want that money.
But it'll be good. It'll be all crystal clear when it's done, man.
I don't want that money.
What's been happening, man? How was your week?
Oh, man, I can't complain. Working hard, that's about it.
Oh,
working hard,
deal.
That's about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the phone lines right now.
Enjoying this 80-degree weather we've been having. How about that?
Ah, you've been taking my sunshine, baby, because I was sweating like a dog with my bald head out here now because it done shaved my head, took all my hair.
Yeah. How about it?
shoot. I can't even put sand in my hair. It falls right off the top of my head. Let me grab this caller. Let's go. 810-6326. You're Mike Clive. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Who's this?
Lee.
Who?
Lee.
Lee?
Yes.
How are you?
Well, hello, Lee.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling
from? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm just new to this drug race, and I'm just, you know, stopping in to everybody. Hi.
Are you in Houston?
No, I'm in Detroit.
Oh, you're
in Detroit.
Detroit too?
Okay.
Yes.
One of the hometowners. Detroit taking over tonight.
Man, they always do.
So, which racer do you like?
Pardon?
Which racer do you like?
Detroit's finest.
Okay.
Nope. Melvin, is that you? Detroit's finest or what?
Yeah, it may be. I don't know, Tyson, what you think about that.
Did you say Detroit's finest?
Yeah, because you don't. If I was to start asking around Detroit. If I was to start asking around Detroit, where can I find Detroit's finest? I mean, it's not be saying right here. You don't have to look no further.
Shit, I'm on the phone. What you talking about? I'm on the phone. Ain't gotta look no farther. It's just I'm West Side. It's West Side finest. It ain't Detroit finest.
See, now you you're new. See, Lee, you're new to all this. Now you know what I have to put up with every Saturday.
Well, it's good that you came on the show to see what we're talking about, and it's good that you're getting into, you know, the grudge racing, you know.
Yes,
do you go out
I went
tracking?
To one that we did middling like last week before last.
Oh, you was out to Milan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How'd you like
Milan? It was okay. That's my first one, so, you know, I want to travel and everything.
Oh, okay.
So that was your first drag race you went to, or just the first grudge race?
That was the first one I ever went to.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was the first time you went to the track. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
One thing about it gets excited every time you go.
Okay.
There's one thing about it, you know.
Well, I know for a fact Detroit has some very, very fast cars because I've been there and I've seen them. But if you want to see real fast cars, you got to come out to the West Coast. That's an open invitation.
Don't listen to him. He just messed up. I'm about to mute his mic right now. He just messed up. Let me get on these boards. Let me see here.
Hey, but I do got to go. I got to go over there the first of the month, man. I got to run. I got to run Biz for his belt, and the other two boys with belts. But they're gonna be there on the first. So Biz told me if I come in there and take all of the belts, I get to be Superman. So that's what I'm headed to Chicago to try to take care of.
How's Biz feeling?
Oh, so you're going there the first.
Yeah, we're going to go over there on the first. Save it all for the first so we can be in 41 over there.
I was thinking about it.
Yep.
That's you, brother?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, man? I was just checking. It's Kev. Just checking in with you.
Oh, okay. You down south?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, I'm down here.
So you'll be with the boys in the morning then?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm down in Clarksville.
Were you in Macon, Kev?
No, I'm down in Mississippi. I'm going to leave in the morning, headed over to Alabama.
Oh, you're in Mississippi. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard Cole Killer got the white boy.
Yeah, Gatto.
They said.
Well, hey, Lee, you still there? You still there, Lee? Lee?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. We're gonna bring in some more people, so I want you to stay on the line, and I want you to chime in whenever you want to say something or someone's talking too much. A donk a donk, tell them to shut up.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
If you want to speak to Westside Finance, that's all you got to do is say.
Shake, you there, Shake?
Okay.
Shake.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's going on, baby?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You alive?
Man, you know what? I'm telling you, hey, Lee, you call in, and all of a sudden now all my Detroit callers are hitting the one button. See? Now the
yes.
show just went, it went from about me to now about you.
Now you know what to do to get the ratings, don't you?
You ain't blind. You ain't blind, man.
He still owe me a check, so we going to have to end that. He ain't going to get no ratings. He talking about he wanted to cancel. I ain't got my last three checks yet.
I hand out all the checks. Well, I'm all out of checks now because I done said Sleepy 20 grand again. I mean, hopefully it's going to the right Sleepy this time. The other one's making too much money off my ass.
I'm
going
to call Sleepy.
If you let Lee be your co-host, you have all kind of checks coming in. Go on and sign up, Lee.
That's all he needs. All he needs is Lee and Westside Finance. We can take over the show.
Man, you
I don't think I can be on there, Tyson.
Wait a minute, Tyson. Let me just ask this question. Now, when you talk about Westside Finance, are you talking about being out in California where I'm at? Not Westside Finance? Is that what you're talking about? Are you giving me a compliment?
That's a little too far away.
Come on now, man. Man, no such thing as too far out west, baby.
Hey, did you ever talk to Jay?
What?
Did what? I knew. What was that?
I said, did you talk to Jay about your situation, what you want to do?
You know what? I haven't. Because I'm still not crystal clear yet on what I want to do. You know, I mean, I want to stay doing this. I really do. I'm going to wait till after, you know, they get done this weekend. You know, I know it's a big weekend for Macon and for DJ Grant tomorrow out in Montgomery, Alabama. So I decided just to wait till after all. I didn't want to be a downer on something that they're building up real high.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's kind of why I've held off in talking to him. So you guys will be stuck with me for a little bit while longer.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can call him up one day and have him invite him to the show, and we all, you know, talk in your behalf. You know, because we all got your back, Claire.
I appreciate it. You know, like I said, I love everybody who calls into this show. I mean, we have a good time on this show, man. This show is about everybody and anybody who's got a voice, wants to call in, wants to jump on the line, want to say something, you know, and that's the great part about this show. So we have topics we talk about, you know, and there's sometimes we just get in that round circle, we get on a topic, and, you know, 3 hours later we're still on the same topic, you know. I just like how this show works. So I don't want to go away from it. It's, you know, when we first started this, doing the show, you know, Kev and myself, a couple weeks later, Tyson came in and it was the funniest thing. I got to tell you about this. Kevin was talking. We were all talking this and that, and Kevin didn't know Tyson. It was Tyson on the phone, and Tyson was messing with him, and Tyson, I'm like, man, this is unbelievable. You're the first guy I ever knew how to keep this boy quiet. you got to come on my show now. You a co-host. And you know, and we've been knocking it out. The three of us have been knocking this out since, man. And we have a lot of fun with it. And you know,
that's the day when Kevin was scared to run that low ride out there.
Was that? Yeah, that's what it was. Hell, I'm thinking to myself, man, take this, man. And it was so funny. And then Kevin kept trying to figure out who it was. And I was like, man, you're the first guy I know that found out a way to shut this guy up. Oh, but it was hysterical, man.
Kevin was over there doing all that talking. Oh, my car pulled the wheels. He said, mine's pulling the wheels too. It's about three wheel motion. I can't drive all the way around town if I want to. Why is that moving? I'm in.
It was funny, man. You know, now what I got to do is I'm going to go back in the archives and play that show again now, because that was funny. That was funny as shit.
Caught up. Oh, man, yeah. That was a funny night there.
Yeah. Hey, sit aside for a second. I want to grab another line, man. 773-1142. Your mic's live. Who's this? Hello? Okay, let me. Yeah. I think. Now, I don't know what that noise is. Who's got their phone in their pocket walking? That's what it sounded like. Let me try this again. 773-1142. Your mic is live. Hello? Maybe that's the phone walking in the pocket. But, now we got, like I said, man, we got a lot of things going on out here, Tyson. I was just saying earlier, man, we got that mayor's vote, the run for mayor on Tuesday, and we got to get our guy in, man. We got to get Eric Garcetti in. You know, might have to go old school like they did in the old days and start a. Having some people making some phone calls and tell them who they're voting for. But that's going to be on Tuesday. And man, if this guy gets in, it'll be good for the city, man. Cause this guy, he finds jobs, you know, he's very proactive. He's getting people to work. So we got to get him in. Tyson, did you see that video out yet?
No, I seen that video. I heard you talking about the video. I ain't seen it yet.
Oh, got to see that. How about you?
What
did
is it on, Tail?
I heard Jay and I'm talking about it when he was making it.
Oh, man. That thing's classic, man. You got to see it. It's
what is it on, Tail?
Is it Grudge Inc. US or something?
No, it was on. I think Dog commented on Grudge Racer. I don't know if he put it up on Grudge Racer or not, but
I know he do it live. He do the show live or something. I think he do his show live. I heard him talking about it on the show, but I didn't get a chance to check it out.
Oh, dude, this I gotta tell you this, Tyson. I got a message for you. So check this out. I know you're gonna laugh, but I went to go see this medium last night. You know the people that talk to the dead.
Yeah.
You know the people when they sit there and they say, this person's here and they're telling you this. They told us what she told me. She says, who races here? And I put my hand up, and she says, and do you race in a lot of different places? And I said, yeah. And she says, do you have a friend with a G-body in Detroit? And I said, yeah. She says, tell him to sell it. Sell it right now.
You talking about you buy
a Vega? She said you might buy a Vega. If you, she said, if you want to go fast, you need to get yourself in a Vega. That's what she said.
I'm about to mute your damn mic.
Hey, listen, man. If dead people are telling this, if I was you, I'd do it because they'll haunt you, man.
Hey,
Tyson,
that was LaToya Jackson he was talking to.
Yeah, that's who it was. That's who it was.
If you see her face, let's see, look at it.
She said that, Tyson.
That's
what it
was, LaToya Jackson.
Get him out of that T-body.
You know she don't know a damn
get
thing.
Get him out of that T-body.
He didn't know Michael, her brother.
He said, get him out of that T-body.
Well, she lied. I hope you didn't pay her.
No, man, she's telling the truth. She was right about everything
that night, man.
I'm just saying, man.
I hope you didn't pay her. He's going to waste your money.
She said if he want to go fast and play with the big kids, he better go get himself a little H-body car. That's what she said. And
ooh,
I say, I tried to tell him, but he said no. She said you have to be convincing. You have to convince him. I said all right, maybe I'll give him my car. Maybe if that'll get him out of trouble, I'll do that.
Hey,
what's her number, Sergeant? What's her number so I can cuss her ass out?
Her name is Ms. Rudolph, man. You want to talk Ms. Rudolph? That's who we would see.
Hey, look, I'm going to have some choice words for her ass.
Hey, her name is Miss Chloe.
I know here, Tyson, if you want to borrow it. I got a
hey,
flip if you want to borrow it.
The Mazda cars are eight cars.
I'm going to throw a couple rules on her ass.
No, it was Miss Chloe. She says, yeah, man, tell him to get a Vega. I said, I'll tell him. But you know what, hey, he's 6 foot.
You said Miss Chloe?
Yeah, Miss Chloe, that was her name.
Oh, yeah, she's smoking too much weed.
she grow her own ganja.
Yeah, she grow her own, because she all messed up.
I'm just trying, don't shoot the messenger, baby. I'm just trying to tell you what she said you need to do.
I'm sure
the master
for telling me that shit.
Hey, the H cars, aren't those the Mazdas too? Like the car I got?
Yeah, same kind of car, baby. Same kind of car.
Oh, same kind of car. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, she told you, right? She told him, right? I got one of them.
She told you a damn lie.
Hey, that one I got ain't no joke, baby. Don't get on the other lane with it. I'm telling you now.
Hey, I ain't even talking because my car ain't right. Well, my car get right, goddamn sure I'm going to get on the next step, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you get everything.
I ain't going to boast and brag. I ain't even talking about it because my car ain't right.
You'll be ready in
right.
A couple weeks.
Huh?
Now, you'll be ready in a minute.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll be ready
soon. Hey, Tyson.
Huh?
Since Grudge Inc. got themselves a little Learjet, man, how about we send it out to your house and fly you out here to California? You can pay my car.
Well, ain't no question. I might stay out there then. Shit.
Yeah.
he gonna have you bald headed too. Oh, you already is.
I'm already bald headed.
Yeah, just like me, man. You're gonna wake up in December on Christmas morning, and you're gonna walk outside. You're gonna be, oh, guys. It's 84 degrees out here. I got to get back in the air conditioning. Let me call everybody back to Detroit and tell them what's going on. Man,
yeah.
you're gonna have one of them.
Well,
I got an offer
to stay out there. Well, I think the last time you said, you stay like an hour away from where you stay, though.
Yeah, isn't it like Lancaster, you said, or something? Or
Lancaster,
Palmdale?
Yeah, Lancaster, yeah.
Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half from me.
Where you at, Tail?
I live in San Pedro. I'm in the L.A. Harbor, where the L.A. Harbor is.
How far is that from Inglewood?
From Inglewood?
Inglewood?
20 minutes-ish.
Oh, okay.
Right, I've been to Inglewood.
Right next to the
Fabulous Forum, baby.
Oh.
And the racetrack. The horse track, actually. Yeah, no, Inglewood's not far from me.
Okay.
What, you got somebody in Inglewood?
I went there once years ago and stayed for about 4 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that isn't too far from me. That's just up the freeway.
Okay.
Yeah, I got somebody in Inglewood.
What's that?
Everybody from Boys in the Hood.
Inglewood? No, that was straight out of Compton, babe.
That was Compton, man.
Straight out of Compton. I'm like, dude, they better not be shooting on them streets we go. We got a race tonight. They better not be shooting on those streets. Handle that business so we can get done. Yeah, there's racing tonight. There was some last night. CPR, I think, had their Z out last night.
So they ran last night?
CPR? Yeah, I think I don't know who it was, or Thursday. Maybe it was Thursday night. They ran somebody.
Oh, okay.
CPR. I got that guy, too, up in Sacramento, man, with that 57. He definitely wants to run somebody. I don't know if he just...
It's a turbo car, right?
Yeah, it's that 57, the turbo small block.
Turbo small block.
He's kind of on the other side of town, though, ain't he? That's a long way. Come down here talking about racing, ain't he?
Yeah, he's... you know what? When I haven't talked to him in a while... But when Boomer had his race down in New Orleans, I was talking to him about it, about going down there, and he was kind of leery about going down there and not getting a race, his car was set up for the street, because he street races it, But then he was saying about he was going to take the trip down there because they told him that they'll find a car that'll do something on the street with them.
Well,
so I don't
remember that last race when we had Boomer on the phone, that last race. He was saying they get down like that after the trip.
Yeah. So I don't know if he went down. I don't know if the 57 went down or not. I haven't talked to Kelly in a while.
Oh, okay.
But I know that we were all talking about, going to business show, a bunch of cars. And I got to get with Chad, too. I haven't talked to Chad in a few weeks. I've been so busy with baseball and everything, so and getting my head shaved. I got to give Chad a call and see what's up with him, see what he's been up to.
Chad.
I know he's got the motor. He's got the motor back in the Mustang. I don't know if it's a new one or if he put the big block back in there or what. I got to get with Chad, man. I wish he'd call in, too, see what he's up to. But
last time he was on, he was talking about his truck. He had to do something to his truck or something like that.
The Chevy love truck he had, yeah. I think he,
yeah.
I, you know what? He had it up for sale. I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. I don't know if he sold it or not. But he had a big block in that on night. Have you guys been watching that show, that One and Done?
I ain't caught it yet.
Yeah, it's on MAV TV is the channel, but I don't know what channel that is on anything.
Oh, on MAV TV.
MAV, MAV.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
I ain't caught it yet. Well, I probably ain't been. You just told me what channel is on, so.
Yeah, I don't have that channel on my satellite, so.
Hello.
We're still here.
Hello.
Hey, let me. You know what? Okay. I think this might. I got a call right here. Wait, I don't know. This might be Donald. Is that you, Donald?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much. Just calling to give you the weekly update on what we're doing with this mayor's race. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, a lot of things are depending on what the outcome of this mayor race is, and that's true.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Today we went to the gathering at the Agua Verde Mexican restaurant in Wilmington, and we had we took one of the cutlasses out there from the Brotherhood turbo car on the trailer. We had one of the S10 street-driven trucks out there, a little 327 small block on a 20 10.5 street slick on the back. And then we had my gasser out there, too. And, you know, we were working the phone banks for Eric. I mean, this is what we've been doing for the past month and a half. I heard you talking about making phone calls. This is what we've been doing. We've been making phone calls. We've been getting out there and helping them, you know, politicking and trying to just see where the people stand right now, you know. I made 47 calls today, and out of 47 calls, I pulled in 7 more votes. Things are going good right now. All your union representatives were there, Chris Veramontes, Bobby Lowe, even Jojo Cortez showed up. You had Local 94 and 13 being represented real good, the International Longshoremen's Warehouse Union. And, you know, they've always been behind the street racers movement and the Project Street Legal movement. So, yeah, a lot of things are really coming down right now, man. It's coming down to this next Tuesday. We came out on Channel 4. They showed us, you know, sitting there committed, sitting at the table making phone calls. You know, we brought one of the batteries out of the cars inside, and we hooked up our phone chargers, and we had it on the table in there. And they're talking about grassroots campaigning. I mean, you can't get any more grassroots than bringing the battery out of one of the cars and hooking up your phone chargers on it, you know? So, we're out there. I mean, we're doing it, you know. So,
yeah, and I'll tell you, man, Eric's a good dude, man. I really like this guy, just as a person. Forget about him if running for mayor for a second. The guy is just a very approachable guy. He's probably going to be one of those mayors. If there's a problem, he'll come to the house and check it out. He won't sit in his office and have somebody come look at it.
Yeah.
And then give him a report. I think he's people friendly. He's approachable. He's hands on. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty. You know, if something's up. And that's why I really like this guy. I really do, man. He's really your blue collar mayor.
Yeah, he seems to be all those things that you said. You know, he's a working class. I mean, we're a working class neighborhood. We live, work, eat, and run this harbor down here, and he recognizes that, and that's one of the reasons why he believes that, you know what, that San Pedro and Harbor Area, Wilmington, and the surrounding towns around here are a real important, you know, life source of economic income that impacts not just the harbor, but the entire city of Los Angeles and the West Coast. You know, we're one of the, what are we, the second largest port right now?
Yep.
I think so we are. And, you know, the TEUs of container shipments coming in and out continues to grow, you know, a little by little. You know, one of the things that Mr. Garcetti said was that he believes that, you know, people that sit on the Harbor Commission, too, should be people that live and work in this area. I mean, how can we have somebody sitting on some Harbor Commission boards that don't lay their head down in the same area where we sleep at? And that seemed about right to me, you know. I mean, we got people running our economic impact here that don't even live around here. You know, they live out of town and stuff like that. So it's kind of a double-edged sword on there. Saying that the people that sit on the Harbor Commission are bad, but, you know, that's like having a neighborhood council with people from another town running it. Say you have representatives from San Pedro, but yet there's all board members from Venice that sit on the board and they don't run it. How can they know what the people that in the surrounding communities are, their needs and their wants, if they don't commit with them and talk to them and see what they really want, what's going on? So, yeah, I feel that Eric's going to be that one. I mean, tail, man, things have been getting really close, and we got a good shot at this one this time. I mean, this could be it. I mean, who knows? Maybe in another, you know, 6 months from now, we could be hosting Grudge Inc. Terminal Island, Battle of the Streetcars out here on the West Coast, and we'll bring all the guys out from Grudge Inc. You know, we'll invite everybody out here, and there could be possibly something that could be, you know, we can make history together. But right now, everything, like you said, it's on standby mode right now, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going, hey, Donald, I'm going to that breakfast on Monday.
Okay. I'll be working this phone bank again tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday night till 8 p.m. Another thing that's been a proven force is just people hitting the ground, hitting the streets, telling your friends about them, telling your family members, you know, and just explaining, you know, what's going on. About 3 weeks ago, I don't know if you've seen the stories, maybe 2 weeks ago, there was another couple of guys that got killed again. I don't know if I told you last weekend, but on 57th and Compton Avenue, a gentleman got killed, and then 4 miles from that on Manchester and Main, another person got killed, and it was illegal street racing. And like you said earlier, it's been cracking. Manville is cracking again, and they're going big. Last night they ran, I heard they were running to 3, 4 in the morning last night. Some of the guys that showed up from the Brotherhood to the Garcetti campaign, man, they were tired because they were out there all night. You know, they said one of the lanes has a pothole in it, but, you know, the L.A. street racing scene is, you know, it ain't never going to stop, and it's going to continue to be this way. I mean, even if we do have a track and we get a track open, they're still going to be running the streets. You know, that's just the way things are. You know, sometimes people get money and they want to run against someone's car, and then they're going to be setting cars up at 2 and 3 in the morning whenever they think it's the safest time they can do it. But, yeah, they went off last night. They were out there. I hear on Monday nights I've been going crazy, too, so.
What?
So, hey.
No, they've been.
I'm pulling for y'all, man. I sure hope y'all get it, man. Hope y'all get it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're just going to keep continuing the plug, you know. We got to plug away.
Right.
Well, when they do those polls, he's up in the polls right now.
Right,
he's
they
ahead
had a
of
leading
her,
by
but
7%, I believe. I was just watching that earlier.
It's not
4-2-7 or, and we were on the news for a little bit. He was outside with us. We even had a lowrider show up, and he was in the lowrider. He jumped inside of it. He's like you said, he's the people's guy. You know, he showed his interest. We had a bike club, a group of young men out of Wilmington. They got a little bike club. They restore classic swims, and they're called the Vagabundos. And they showed up, and they met Garcetti, and I told them, you know what, this is the age demographic that we're trying to outreach to. That way they don't end up getting hurt, getting killed, because those are our next auto mechanics and our next hot rodders and low riders and what you have. Because when I started out, I started building bikes. And then I moved on to cars when I was 15 years old. I got my first car, and I never looked back since then. So this is what we're trying to do, just trying to promote something positive and put a wrench in their hand and try to keep them out of the system, man, out of the system and out of the morgue. I don't want to see any more young men, regardless of their race, creed, or color, going and getting buried or getting locked up in juvenile hall or the county jail system. We're over well represented in all those places already, and we don't need that no more. We don't need that kind of stuff. We need to change, you know. Things need to change here. Man, it's been hectic for me because I've been working with this guy for, you know, like I said, this past month and a half, and then, man, it's just, you know, getting immersed in this politics, it's a whole different ballgame.
It gives you a headache.
Give
you a headache after a while.
It does, bro. It does. You get you. Oh man. Yep. So I don't know, man. Just calling to check in and let you know that, you know what, you got your guys out here still working and we're still plugging, and you know you got your radio show and we call in and give you a weekend, you know, report and stuff like that, and to support you and your radio show and that stuff, you know. Man, it's just a whole different ball game now, you know.
Hey, well, Donald, real quick, I need you to say hello to one of my new co-hosts. Lee, are you there, Lee? Lee.
I know my bullshit didn't hang up.
Oh no, she's still there. Lee.
Oh, I didn't hang up.
Hello.
That's my bullshit. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Donald, this is one of our new co-hosts.
How you doing, Lee? Glad to have you with us.
Oh,
Okay.
That's my boo, Sugar Donald.
All right on, right on.
We're going to get her. We gonna, hey, you know what? When we get our race out here in Cali, we're going to send her out here to Cali, and we're going to have her flag some races.
There you go. Female power, baby. We bring everybody to the racetrack. You know what I mean? That's female power right there. Nobody's excluded from having fun, you know?
Hey, hey, T.O.
Ah.
We going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to steal your thunder like that, Tyson.
Oh, yes, he is. Don't make me pay for the fighter room.
Hey, Lee, you got a car?
You want for this?
Yes, I'm here.
Lee, you got a car?
I'm looking for, actually, I want to be in a race, so I'm looking for me an old school car now.
Anything in particular?
She wants to drive a Vega.
She got a Malibu.
She got a Vega.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
She said old school, so I'm thinking like 41 Chevrolet Gasser out in the harbor area, the quickest 41 Chevrolet out there, street-driven, tunnel-ram, small-block Chevrolet. She said old school.
What car are you looking for?
Like a Capri or a Regal or something. I don't know yet.
There you go. I'm talking about G-body.
Yeah, but she looking for a G-body to drive around, but when she wants to go fast, she's going to look for an H-body. What?
Hey, y'all back up off my boo, sugar. She want a G-body, she go grab a G-body.
Man. I think that's just going to be her put-around car. That's what I think. Her daily driver.
I don't think so. I'm going to race you.
Oh, shit. I'm staying out of this one. I'm going on mute.
Hey, he dropped the ball on you, boy.
Hey, y'all,
man.
I'm going on mute.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Any more questions?
What did I... You know, Tyson, man, you ain't straight, man.
My prosecutor is on the phone. Anybody want to ask any more questions? People answer all the questions.
Man.
Hey, Tyson.
Hold on. I want to get some. You ain't married or nothing like that either, because I don't want your husband to be tracking me down and want to beat me up or nothing, so.
No, I'm not married.
Okay, we cool. I keep on talking shit now.
So that means you keep on sponsoring.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
I'll just say, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
She got a cover.
Man, she wants a Regal.
Hey, Shake.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You tell me I'm Mississippi. Here's my cousin right here. He gonna tell me Mississippi.
And like I'm supposed to believe it.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
My name's Rick. Yeah, you in Natchez, Mississippi, on the river, brother. Right on the river. On the muddy Mississippi River.
Hey, Kevin, how much money you paying, man?
You say,
Goofy Kevin, your nephew?
Hey, Tyson.
Man, that's a goofy
Tyson.
Dude, man.
Hey, Tyson.
I know you keep y'all laughing down there in Mississippi.
Hey, Tyson. These boys showed me a good time down here today. They took out a couple of G-bodies, and I'm going to say it the truth. Took a couple of G-bodies out on the street and laid down some passes. Them boys ain't got nothing to play with down here. Them boys out here ain't nothing to play with.
How much you pay you, man? Does it sound like you're in the deep, dog?
Shit, I wish I was at the beach, man. I'm down having a good time. I'm on my way to Alabama in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Gotta watch.
How long is it going to take for you to get to Alabama?
5 hours.
Send it to up?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you fired when you get back.
Man.
He was fired. He didn't know. He was fired when he left.
Hey. That was his last
trip.
He's
on all time right now.
Hey. Yeah, I'm fired, but it's my truck. I own it. I tried to get you to come with me. Didn't I call you and say you want to ride with me? You said you was busy. You was over there putting some motors together, right?
Yeah, I can't make it this time, man. Me and Melvin got some showdown going on in a couple of weeks, man.
Making money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Melvin said he go on the 15th. He cutting loose.
Yeah, well, on June the 1st, we go on the 41 and handle our business with Biz and Johnny Quick and Brian Day.
Yeah, Johnny got on the show tonight. Got real cocky with him. Johnny ain't showing no respect.
The other night, yeah.
When it comes to everybody else, Johnny like. I see you such day, but he's like, I see you on Wednesday night. I'm like, where is this coming from? You gonna show Melvin no respect, huh?
Mm-mm. You gotta earn.
We're not taking nothing from Johnny. What we're saying is that, you know, Melvin doing this thing too, but you know, just don't jump on somebody because you think they're weak. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Ain't nobody jumping on nobody. People just want to race. You take it out the wrong way.
He's jumping on the man because any other time he don't tell nobody, well, I can't do nothing. I'll see you such date. But he told Melvin.
He ain't jumping on the man. Melvin called him out. Melvin a grown man. Melvin wanted to race him. So he said he loved by himself.
I don't think Melvin
ain't jumping on nobody. Jumping on somebody is jumping on somebody when a person carrying together. That's jumping on somebody.
Well, I agree with you on that. I agree with
Open
you on
their cars together, and, yeah, they want to race. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, man, you know, I'm just saying, you know, any other time, the man is talking about, you know, he you got to see him such a date, you know. But, you know, he wanted to race Melvin in a day or two.
Nothing wrong with it.
You know, Melvin riding, though. See, most people don't like, respect me, man. He riding.
Yep, tell him bring that belt. Come on, we got something for that ass.
No,
sure
we
sure
are
gonna get him, fella.
Ain't gonna be that easy.
No.
I ain't looking for
the thing. I see what difference between Melvin and everybody else. Melvin got to show him, say, I want to race whoever and whatever. He said it, but the thing he was saying, yeah, I might take an ass of it, but don't ever say I was scared not to race. I didn't want to race. That's what people not realizing. You know, the man wants to race. Yeah, he might not race for $10,000, but he's ready to race.
Shit, ain't nobody racing for $10,000.
Yeah. Well, I'm just giving a scenario. You know, I'm just giving a hypothetical scenario. You know what I'm saying? You know, he betting. This is like I told Lone Mass. You know, I'll bet what I got in my pocket, but whatever come up on the side, that's between whoever. You know what I'm saying? That's like if Tyson, I'm with you, and yeah, you take your car somewhere, and we racing, and we said we locked in for $1,000. Whatever come up on the side, come up on the side. But me and you know we locked in. You know, we know we locked in to do with that guy, you know, that particular person. And that's all Melvin's saying. You know, I lock you in for whatever, and then we're going to do it, and whatever come up on the side, it's on the side. But I'm telling you what I got in my pocket, you know, and I respect him for it. They ain't ducking and dodging nobody. Like you said, I'm going to take an ass with him, or I'm going to give an ass with him.
Hey, preacher man, you done yet?
Yes, sir.
You done preaching?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, back to ABC.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the man? What's wrong with the man trying to race?
I didn't say nothing was wrong with the man trying to race.
I was trying to get locked in. I was getting ready to get locked in with a Regal right now.
You better pack off that G-body.
She got me a Regal. She got me nervous right now, man.
Is that why you got quiet?
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. Keep having jokes.
Listen, two things. two things that make me nervous. One, when a woman calls out your manhood, and the other is when a woman wants to race you. Man, it just, I ain't playing with this girl.
Okay.
Don't get scared, Pale.
Oh, man.
You say you keep on talking, she's going to give you the back door.
I know I'm going to get it. What? I'm gonna do this, man. I'm gonna need some space.
Hey, Lee, I want to run it up.
You said what?
I want to run the head up.
Hell, I want none of
that. Hell yeah! What you think we chose?
I think Tail's scared.
Man,
you better be scared.
How much you want to lock it in for, Tail?
Oh man. How much space you gonna give me, Lee?
Look, it is what it is.
This ain't her first time, man. I'll tell you right now, this ain't her first time.
What did she say? Wait, what?
She's probably tuning on the car right now. She already probably got the car.
Oh,
she's sitting ready.
Back wheel, man.
Oh. She's sitting ready. She's riding right now with the 22s on. Listen to Going Back to Cali.
Oh. Man, why would you want to do a Malibu, Lee?
Hey, Tayo.
Someone's moving around.
You know
that?
I like you, right? You're a good friend of mine. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You wanted to stay that way?
Oh, man. Well, at least you got somebody to paint your car now.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about it, it's going to be pretty now.
What color? You probably put a nice paint job on that car. My car gets pink paint, but her car probably gets all the good stuff on, all the trimming and everything, and you're going to paint my car pink.
No, I ain't going to paint it pink.
You damn right.
I'm
gonna be standing right next to you in that booth, baby.
I'm gonna paint that purple and pink he was talking about. Oh, damn,
no.
I see. My bad.
We was never talking about no purple and pink, baby.
My bad.
Damn. Man, ain't never too bad.
Yeah, you said you wanted a purple with pink rally stripes.
No, you ain't.
I was trying to talk you out of it. I'm like, man, for real? Is you serious?
Oh, listen, man. If you'd have come at me with a color scheme like that, it'd have been about 2 seconds for you to talk me out of that. That'd have been a kick there.
He was like, yeah, man, I'm serious, man. That's what we do in Cali. I'm like, oh, okay.
No. I don't even know people out
there. What is?
I think that must be that West Side color over there, man, that you're talking about. Because we definitely don't have that on this West Side.
West Side.
Hey, let me get some phone calls. I think my sister's calling in right now, going to yell at me. Thanks a lot, guys, for getting me in trouble. Tina, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, see, I'm already in the doghouse. I can tell by that.
Y'all forgot the glitter.
Huh?
They forgot to put the glitter on their car now.
No.
But that hot pink and purple.
You know what, Tina, I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Listen, Tina, what you got to do is quit talking to Tyson and keep telling him all this shit, okay? There ain't no glitter,
yeah.
No pink. No, maybe purple, but no pink.
Yeah, let me tell you this about my brother. I have not seen my brother this scared.
What's that?
What? I said, I have not seen my brother this scared of a woman.
Oh.
Because my mama used to chase him down with a wooden spoon for racing.
Listen, there's no fear here. Okay, let's get that straight right now. I just don't,
you forget, you're
I
my
just,
brother.
I just don't want to make her feel bad when she loses.
Man.
I would never feel bad.
I just couldn't do that to you, man.
Hey, Tayo, yo, why
I
you
won't be
why
here
you
for this
right now? Why you mute my mic?
I didn't. You hung up.
Yeah, you did. You muted my
you,
mic.
You heard my sister was coming on the line, and you got scared. And you jumped off like everybody else did.
Yeah, no.
They love me.
Ah, man.
I said, you guys are my brothers. But I have not seen my brother this scared of a woman.
It looks awful.
So, Lee, you've done a good job.
Oh, sign up.
Thank
up,
you.
Up.
You know that you
up.
Ain't said nothing about coming to Detroit.
She is a woman of few words, but she still scares the shit out of you, brother.
No.
There's
no fear
here at all.
None.
You hear him
don't you?
Break it down.
Sound
like he's scared
to me. Wait, listen. I've raised women before. Never lost the one. Never gonna. Okay?
You're going to lose to this one. I'm going to tell you right now.
Tayo sound like a 38 Ford missing right now, don't he? He's missing the muffler, the Cadillac converter. He's missing everything right now.
Lay well, on my inside this time. I want to beat that race.
No, listen. Never have lost. Never will.
It's your man.
But never scared either.
He always scared
never.
If that's the case, yeah.
Never, ever.
Yeah, talk knock over the phone.
Oh, you go, girl.
Well, you can come on out to California if you want.
Hey, I told you, Tayo, we're not going to fall out.
I mean,
they leave my boo shit alone.
If I gotta start breaking off G bodies now, you know, I feel bad. Just because it's like
that
a tank race
scheme.
No, my car is
if Lee wins, she gets to pick the color of your car, Tayo.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. I made a bet with my baseball team. If they went undefeated, they could shave my head. And I'm bald.
Yeah, you look like an egg.
Do you think that I'm gonna make a bet like that? No. Absolutely.
This has nothing to do with your body. Just your car body.
No.
Tayo. Mary Kate Pink it is. Might as well get some Mary Kate Pink out.
And you put on the rear bumper, compliments of Lee.
Ooh.
No.
Come on,
Jason. No,
what you think?
Don't fuck out for that.
And where the five went? What do I get to do? Get the
now pull up for that bumper, baby.
You get to pick her. You get to pick her. But I guarantee you, I'm going to be seeing a hot pink and purple with glitter coming my way soon.
Ain't no way I'd make that bet.
With
never,
that on sticking out the trunk.
Never, ever, ever make that bet. Never.
I've never seen my brother back down from a bet.
Besides, I'll tell you, besides, You remember Candy, Candy, who calls on the show from time to time?
Yep. Uh-huh.
She's already picked the color of the car, so that's what I'm saying, man. I can't do any of the colors now. Sure, he
can understand.
Hey, Tyson, he can still wear some. He can still wear some pink and purple shoes.
You know, Jake, man, you ain't helping me out, brother. You ain't helping me out.
I got some grandma panties over here. That's what he's going to put on. He's going to put on something pink.
His racing suit and helmet got to be pink and purple.
Something's going to be pink.
Ain't you bringing a Vega over here in July?
Something's going to be pink.
Yeah. Well, I said he could do his hair, but he don't have any.
Well, I'm so glad this is my last show tonight. That's for sure.
Y'all know what I mean. You were for a second season. You ain't going nowhere. This is better than a lot of housewives. What you talking about?
You ain't going nowhere.
The rating just went up for there.
Yeah, the ratings just went up. This is better than Atlanta Housewife. You ain't going nowhere.
Damn, the winner came on the phone with Randy Moffitt's own show. Damn.
Trying to make him retire. This is going to be my last show. Oh, no, hell it ain't.
Let me get to the phones real quick, man. I got another caller, man. I think I'm in trouble.
What's going on, baby?
Riding again. Y'all know
what it is. That's all
you can do right now, baby. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You got that NOET coming up next Saturday.
For the 25th, ain't it?
Yeah,
25th. We're about to have a little fun. What's up,
Melvin?
You all right, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm good. Just sitting here chilling, man, enjoying the show. Tail done got ran off, man. He ready to get off his own show now. I don't know what's going on. They called out that baby. He's tired, missing like a 38 Ford over there, boy. He's about to go on.
Stumbling and stuff.
You know, in California, they ride all the low rides and all that stuff. I know Tail was talking to Tyson. He said he wanted a pink tank job, a purple tank job, a pink stripe.
I'm glad you're picking me up.
I've seen those little dice that they hang from the rearview mirrors down there in California. I seen a picture that I'm going to see. I swear to God. I'm going to get an airbrush. I'm going to say, never scared. I got you, dog.
Man, you're giving away all of our secrets out here, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You get any reports you're making down there, man?
No, you know, the only thing I heard was when y'all came on, y'all said Stone Killers got the white for it, man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but I had heard through the straight, man. They called Killers got that motherfucker right.
Yes, he got the right, boys. You know he got it right. I guess he's probably looking for Tony Bynes now, then.
I'm going to tell y'all something. When you got the white boy, boy, you put a bullseye on your back, man. I'm talking about everybody gonna be shooting at you now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
There's gonna be one or two things. They're gonna be shooting or running. Either one.
They gonna probably be doing a little of both.
They're gonna be shooting or running. Either one, boy. That's a statement that you make. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's a matter of time he get it right. You know what I'm saying? He's not a talker. When he come out, his car is right. He always said he always had some badass cars, Pro Mods, Top Sportsman. It was his first, you know, stock suspension style car, so I guess he's got a handle on that bitch now.
Yeah, man, you know, he's trying, man, it take a while to get the song around him, but, you know, take him out, play with him, see what they like, see what they don't like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that shit don't happen overnight.
Yeah, it ain't like some people think, Ah, man, I make this much horsepower. I'm going to go this fast, this, that fast. Okay, keep thinking that.
You can't put it to the ground. You can't do nothing with it.
That's
they get a heartache real
father.
Quick.
They call them notebook races.
Yeah.
They're
sitting
on paper. They ain't looking at
what
it's really doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy to put it on paper and say what you're going to do until you get that piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
You get that piece of paper, goddamn, either dreams are made or dreams are broken.
Man, what's that background? I'm getting background noise.
Hey, that's me. I'm going on mute. I'm going back on mute. That's me, y'all. I'm at
oh.
work, y'all.
Okay. Let me, boy, Detroit's lighting up, man. See, Lee gets on the phone and Detroit's lighting up, man. Let me get another one. 313-0178.
You can't
Mike
talk
is live.
About
who's
this? It's Chemo, man. Y'all, everybody.
Hey!
It's Chemo, everybody. Everybody talk shit about it's hard to race, man. It's hard to go fast, man. To be fucking totally honest, it ain't that hard to go fast. It's all about if a motherfucker want to help you, give you what you paying for. It ain't hard to go fast. Because if it was hard to go fast, guess what? Wouldn't nobody do it. It's all about if a motherfucker want to help you, when you pay for something, you know, when you got these tuners, a lot of times when you have a tuner, if that tuner want to help you, you're going to go fast. If that motherfucker want to make sure you pay his bills, you ain't going to go fast, man. They're just plain and simple. I'm not going to sugarcoat the shit. You know what I mean? A motherfucker can go out two times with a car and get that bitch pretty much close to where it's going to be. You know what I mean? But when you got tuners trying to pay their bills and robbing Peter to pay Paul, no, you ain't gonna go fast.
You got a good point. That's a lot of people. So yeah, you got a good point on that.
You talking about anybody in particular, Chemo?
No, I ain't talking about anybody in particular, but if the shoe fit, they gotta wear it. I mean, I ain't gonna talk about nobody, but a lot of the guys from our way, you know what I'm saying, they fuck people. And that ain't how you run a business. To be a successful businessman, you take Chris Tootin, for instance. Chris Tootin fuck with a lot of people, man. And Chris Tootin give a motherfucker his knowledge. If you pay for his knowledge, Chris Tootin give you his knowledge. You know what I mean? It ain't about, it's hard. Man, it ain't hard to make a turbo car go fast. It ain't hard to make a nitrous car go fast. It's all about if you pay for that tuner, if your tuner want to give it to you. That's just plain and simple. You can't, it ain't no sugarcoating to it. Because if it was that hard, Larry Dixon and all them, they wouldn't be doing the shit. It ain't hard at all. It's all about if a motherfucker want to help you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, whoever you got tuning that motor.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I learned a lot this fucking time.
I don't mean to cut you off. I'm at work. I'm going to make it real short and brief. But on certain instances, I kind of will agree with you because a lot of people know I got a feeling just the street. You know what I mean? I went to one tuner, had a tune my car, set it up. I thought it was okay. This is my first time. You know what I'm saying? I'm green to the game. Man, I went to another tuner. I'm talking about a dude night and fucking day different and made a hell of a lot more power and a hell of a lot more travel. You know what I mean? So I agree with you on certain issues. I do agree with you, all right? Real talk.
With that, Tim, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, one tuner might have knew what you were doing, but might have knew. I'm going to tell you like this. I was fucking with a guy. Just hanging out with him, fucking with him, right? This on some motorcycle shit.
Huh?
And guy, you know what I'm saying? The guy was like, that dude ain't paid enough.
Well,
I'm not finna give him nothing right now. That dude ain't paid enough. I said to myself, but goddamn, man, I didn't say nothing to him. But I said, damn. He said, this dude ain't paid enough. Now, the guy could have made the motherfucker bike fly. Boom.
but
he wanted more money.
Yeah, whatever that man asked for, that dude that was wanted his bike tuned, he gave him.
Right.
He gave him. But this motherfucker said he ain't spent enough money yet. So, I mean, I'm sitting right there, and this motherfucker said, this man ain't spent enough money yet. There's people like him, there's people like him that make drag racing that put a bad taste in a lot of customers as drag racers' name. I mean, they name, you know what I'm saying? They put a bad taste in the motherfucker's mouth. That dude paid you to tune his car or his bike. Why didn't you do that?
Right. Why didn't you give me what he supposed to have?
But you know what? A lot of motherfuckers would rather do that, right? They steady give a nigga just a little bit. And then think this man going to come back when he goes somewhere else. Then a lot of tuners up here don't give you what you pay for. You know what I'm saying? You buy a motherfucker. Okay, let's say you buy some good head. He gonna buy you some off the shelf head, but you pay for good head. You know what I mean? That's why then they get mad when you go do your own research. Well, I don't want to fuck with this guy. No, you don't want to fuck with him because this guy's sitting there doing his research, knowing what this cost and that cost. And then when you come in and tell him, hey man, this what that cost, and this supposed to be this. Then you catch him catch them motherfuckers in a line. Then they mad. Nah, motherfucker. If you sit there and get that man what he paid for, okay, Taji Master, say you got some good heads that cost you $3,500. You charge him $4,000. I can guarantee you the man that you charge him $4,000, he's going to be happy because he got the head that he wanted. You know what I mean? But here they'll stiff you, and I'm talking about big name motherfuckers. They'll stiff you before they give you something good. That ain't cool, man. That's not cool.
That's true. You know, I've seen it happen. You know, and they done ran a lot of guys out of racing, but they done spent ridiculous money and just lost interest of it. Period.
But I'm gonna tell you, then a motherfucker don't understand when the shops close down or they don't got no loyal, no repeat customer. I'm a firm believer if you give a guy a good product, he's gonna come back to you.
Or he's gonna refer somebody to you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Refer somebody to you. That's for sure.
I don't have nothing bad to say about Tootin. Because Chris Tootin, he's worked with me. He's worked with Lil Tony. He's worked with a lot of guys, you know, just from up here. And all these guys, I have not heard one bad thing about the man. And I've been there with him and I was with him on one occasion. And one of us said, "Let's call and see what's going on with this car." You know what that motherfucker told me? Nah, we ain't got to call nobody. That's what the fuck you paying me for? So, all right, and guess what that son gonna be? He figured it out in 2 minutes. That's a bad motherfucker right there.
Yep.
And he's giving you what you pay for.
Oh, yeah.
So like you said, those guys, I'd rather take my car to somebody, you know, that's established. And if it's going to be expensive, at least only have to do it one time than go from tuner to tuner to tuner. Because one can have you going one way, then the other one's going to have you going the other.
Well, K.O., I learn when you go to a different... When you go to one tuner, he's going to tell you this. He likes to work with that. He likes to work with this. But I'm going to tell you, I had one guy, man, he liked the United States Army. He worked with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't telling you if you got fast in your car. He ain't telling you, you know what, you need big stuff. Let's work with what you got. And a lot of these tuners tell you, let's go work with this big stuff, like my car, I have fast. I went to another tuner, but I can't work. I really prefer big stuff. Oh, you prefer to tune what I got in my motherfucking car, motherfucker, or you not the man for the job? You know why he prefer to tune big stuff? Okay, I got to put big stuff in my car. You got to rewire it. It's all more about making
more
money. You know what I'm saying?
There's more money for him, right.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, a lot of guys get in the race and they got a lot of money but no fucking brain.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this something, Kimo. When you go to a tuner and they put the carb on the dyno and go that route,
when I go to a tuner, they put the car up on the dyno and go that route. You know,
no, they put it on a dyno.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of guys. I'm just keeping real. A good tuner, he can get the tuner pretty close on the dyno, but a good tuner, he gonna get the tuner excellent at the track. That's what you go to get your tuner together at the track. The dyno cannot simulate you going down the track with the wind coming into the car, and you know you gotta know, you know what air fuel ratio. A dyno can't determine that. A fan ain't like a fan ain't like going down the track. So a dyno gets you pretty much close. The rest of the shit you gotta go to the track and do.
Right. Yeah, well. You know, an engine dyno stops at the flywheel. A chassis dyno stops at the wheel. But then when you're on the track, you got the weight, the driver, and a lot of other aspects that takes in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the car is
moving. I think the dyno give you a good base tune. You know what I mean?
A dyno's going to give you a base tune, and then you go.
A dyno's going to give you a base tune to be a real safe zone to start from. And then you work from there. You know what I'm saying? You don't just tune on a dyno. You don't go tune on a dyno and go straight to the damn racetrack. I made 1,200 horsepower. I'm about to go 7-8. You know what I mean? It don't work like that. You know what I mean? You got to still tune that fucking car, even at the track, because like you say, it's still going to be differences that's going to come into play when you're going down that track versus sitting on the goddamn dyno just spinning your wheel.
Exactly.
But, you know, to me, a tuner should give you what you pay for. You know, you got so many motherfuckers lie to you, leave shit loose on your car, do shit so your car can blow up. That's just terribly wrong. Then a lot of the shops in cahoots with each other, they lie to each other, lie to the customer. That's just not cool. You know what I mean? So it'd be a lot going on if you don't know your shit, your first hand, if you don't know it.
I'm one of those guys that are definitely afraid of a dyno. A guy wants me to bring my car to his shop and put on the dyno. I'm too afraid to go on the dyno. I'm not afraid of the numbers. I'm afraid of my motor blowing up on the dyno. Well, it's like, oh, well, motor's no good.
But you know what, too? And then one thing about that dyno, we all get mad when a shop say, yeah, this car made this amount of power. I made this car make that amount of power. And we get mad, but at the end of the day, those guys have to tell you. Those guys really would like to tell with your dyno numbers because it's business for them. You got some guys that chase dyno numbers, flow numbers, and even if you got good flow numbers on here, that don't mean that this motherfucking car gonna make good horsepower. That's just a number you chase. You know what I mean? And then you got like a car make this much on the dyno. I don't mean you're going to go that fucking fast. You fucking chassis got to work with it. Trans got to work with it. A lot, converter got to work. A lot of shit. A lot of materials that got to go with it.
Yeah.
But like,
that's true.
Like me, I'm shit, man. I've been fighting a car for 3-4 years, and I swear for God, I ain't got man cheap fucking part in my car. But shit, I haven't got it right. But once I get with a person that'll help me get it right, there's no doubt that the bitch will fly. What is all about getting with a
Chemo? Chemo?
Yeah.
You got that motherfucker right now yet?
Hopefully I will. Hey,
Hey, Tim, I
love the plaque that they gave me because it's going to be a lot of motherfucking names up on it. I tell you, I'm an alphabet serial killer now. So, once that bitch, June 15th will be the day that I show motherfuckers. So, it is what it is.
Well, I gotta get with someone out here as far as doing something see where I'm at, because I know I still have more in my motor. I just need to find it.
You gotta take that two barrel off.
You gotta do what? I gotta take the
two barrel off.
Don't start him, Chemo. I was trying to see which way he gonna swing when I raised Melvin. I know he's a pretty good close friend of Notorious Racing. I'm trying to see which way he gonna swing.
Oh, see, now he might not get on though. He's on the line.
No, he ain't gonna get on.
Yeah,
now. I'm neutral.
I'm stand up guy.
Both of y'all are stand-up guys. I'm neutral.
Hey, Tim, I knew that would make you say something. That's his guy.
Both of y'all some stand-up guys. I'm neutral.
What did you just say?
No. Hey, he is.
Hello?
Kev. Chemo got a question for you, Kev.
What's Chemo at?
I'm right here.
He's in my back pocket.
Hey, Chemo, I seen you about 2 weeks ago, man, and you didn't even, I was trying to holler at you. You was over on Grand River.
Grand River what?
8 Mile.
Yeah.
I seen that fancy truck you driving, boy. That's nice.
Hey, Tim.
I'm moving along, right?
Hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I ain't trying to do too much talking and stopping. These young motherfucking whippersnappers, these people around here, man, you gotta man your own, man. I can see a motherfucker get his whole head blowed off. I'm gonna keep it to moving over here, baby.
Oh yeah.
Chemo, what kind of truck you got, Chemo?
Hey, man, I have a question, man. F-350, they were teasing me talking I had...
You got the big dog.
They were teasing me talking I had to borrow a motherfucking truck, so I had to immediately go back to a truck.
Hey, that was...
It's diesel. Yeah, it's
diesel.
I'm sitting here. I'm gonna put a Spartan tune up on it and fill the exhaust, pull the exhaust from the front to the back. I ain't going crazy. Something to save gas. I ain't trying to save fuel.
Leave that motherfucker stop, and I'll try you with my ramp.
Nah, Tim, I ain't doing no racing with this shit. This motherfucker gonna pull that car, man. I ain't doing no racing with it.
Now, let's just go out and
track
this
man
and you just
get that motherfucking
drink or something.
God damn. Hey, Kev. I ain't doing that. They say that's why they get a motherfucking truck, put all the mods on it, and blow the bitch straight up. Ain't that motherfucker. All you was supposed to do with the truck is pull a goddamn trailer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kev, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
So the question was, who you gonna bet with when Chemo and Melvin race?
Ooh, decision.
Hello,
you know what?
Anybody on the phone?
Hold on. It's gonna be a good race. I know Kimo ain't had his car in a while.
And they both stand-up guys.
They both stand-up guys.
And they will travel. They will.
And they will travel.
Jim, I was waiting for you, baby.
And they will travel. Hey. Yes, they
Hey, Tim, I mean, hey,
all bullshit aside, everybody cracking jokes. I know both guys, the good guys.
Man, that's a yes or no question. Who you going to go with? Stop practicing.
Keep
on Mel. That's all you got to say. You ain't got to beat around. You ain't going to hurt nobody's feelings.
Hey,
you say what you got to say.
Hey, Mel, Kevin, you know Melvin said he want that bitch to go out the back toe. He ain't even shorten the track up, so... You do realize when I go one to one, I'm a real grizzly bear then.
Yeah,
you was down there carrying the mail, boy. You was down there carrying the mail. The boys wouldn't fuck with you.
Kev, the question is yes or no.
My question is
that's the question.
So now I ask my question. I plead the fifth. And number two, who is you? You attorney? I said, may the best man win. They're both my boys.
Man,
if it was a million-dollar question, I'd have won. I told y'all.
Yes, you would have. You probably would have won. But the thing is, y'all, I don't get into that who is who and what is what. I get into,
I told you.
You know, they're both friends, you know what I'm saying? And they made the best man win.
Hey, Mel,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
man,
you
gambling,
Kev.
Man. It don't matter. You're not breaking up friendships. You gambling.
Kev.
If you go to the casino and pull that lever and say, this is my friend, hell no.
Well, see, my daddy always taught me don't go in a casino and don't gamble on a horse or a casino. Gamble on what you know. And the only thing I know
Kev.
Is what I got.
Kev,
yes,
you still going to race the guy to Wisconsin on the 15?
Yes, sir.
Can you
Oh, shit.
Tony got a lot of good races going on at his race.
Kimo, you know he backed out on Steve.
Who?
My man from Wisconsin. Steve with the colors. Steve from Detroit with the colors. He backed out on him. He didn't show up. Didn't pay him his punk out or nothing.
We asked about you and him, man. You can't deal with him and Steve.
No, Kimo asked me a question, so be quiet. Kimo asked me a question.
So you going to race him? Put it that way.
What did I say? Kimo, answer. Kimo, you my lawyer.
He said he's going to race him. He said he's going to race him.
Do you want to race
him? Hey, if that car comes with a robot. Hey, Kimo,
I bet you a hot dog and a bag of chips. He don't race it.
Do you want to race him?
Hold up.
My car been running for the last 10 years.
Who's gonna that car? That car's got to show up without a roll bar in it. If that car shows up with a roll bar, that race is null and void. He got to pay a funk out again.
Yeah, but he got to show up with a small block too.
That wasn't a bet.
Yes, it was. That's the point. You keep hearing the second hand. I'm telling what me and the man talked about. The man said he had a small block on the foot.
Who that talking? Mike?
That's Steven. Yeah, that's Tyson.
Huh? Yeah, that's Tyson.
He said Tyson.
No, this Tyson.
Oh, that's Tyson. Oh, okay.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You going to have Connie on the 15th?
Huh?
You still going to have Connie on the 15th?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be on the 15th.
Got a little G-body might try you out with.
Yeah,
we might try. I got one race locked in. I'm an everyday working guy.
We got a lock on here, but we're going to be there.
Just a little
G-body on 28.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get together and talk. There's not a problem.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, I got to give a quick shout out right now, man. They're listening at that cancer walk right now. I got to give a shout out to my son Vince and Chris Manley and Matt Miranda. I want to tell you guys real quick. Get alive. Phonic food. Yeah. I had to give a little shout out.
Hey, man.
Do a cancer walk for 24 hours.
Hey, y'all had a cancer. Hey, y'all had a cancer walk over in California?
What's that?
Y'all had a cancer walk in California, too?
Yeah, it's going on right now. Up at the.
Yeah. We had a cancer walk over here in Detroit this morning. Man, there was so many people out there. It was all across the news, and we were supposed to have so much law enforcement from all kind of agencies to make sure the people were safe, so we wouldn't have a tragic. Like we had in, Maryland or Boston, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, had something to that to the people that came out to participate in those cancer walks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for the cure, people.
You guys saying that, man, my father went to cancer, and man, that they took half his face and they rebuilt it, but... You know, guys, if y'all feel something wrong, man, please will be checked out. You know, as a, not being racist, but as a black man, please get out there and be checked, especially for prostate cancer. I've been checked for it, and just, you know, dude, this is nothing to play with.
You know what? You need to let people know what are the signs of prostate cancer.
Well, I've been watching stuff, and they really say it's no sign. I know they said
right.
40 to 50, you got to get checked, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you see blood in your bowel movement, they should be checked. Yeah.
Like that.
If your stools are not, you know, normal, they soft, you know, you really check them at our age, you know, 40 and up, you know, and they continue to be soft, it's just guys, all bullshit aside, everybody laugh and joke, call me the stand-up guy, that's fine, but for real, guys, you know, Go have it checked, man. You know, my dad is only having it checked. My dad is having his last check in July.
What up, Jay?
To see if it's in remission. So hopefully it will be in remission.
And I think they say also it's stuff you can get checked in your blood levels also. Oh, do that same thing, man. That's why I say
this. Right.
It's a certain level you got to get checked for.
Y'all remember Nitrous John? They call him Pontiac John, Nitrous John. Had the burgundy.
Yeah, had the
Pontiac.
Yep,
yep,
yep.
Let me tell you this, man. I was real close to John. He was real close. I never knew that John had cancer until he passed away. And they said that he didn't want nobody to know because he wanted everybody to treat him just the way, you know, he was. But everybody remember Nitrous John. He was a good guy. He never bothered nobody. You know, he had fun doing what he was doing. But, man, that shocked the shit out of me, man, you know, that he had it. And they just said he didn't want nobody to know.
You know, there's a lot of people like that, man. I had an uncle that had cancer. You know what I mean? And he stayed with me, man. And for you to witness that, and you can't stop it, you can't do nothing to help him. That's some serious shit, man. For real,
man.
I mean, that's some
dude. I got
like
you. I watch my dad. Let me tell you something.
From walking,
I watch
overnight,
my dad.
Man, he's just
and that.
That's some serious
that's
shit, man.
And I pray every day. That, you know, my dad is still here. You know, and like I said, we still deal with it. You know, time dealing with doctor's appointments, making sure that he's taking care of and stuff. But you know, my dad, you know, he's hanging in there with it, dude. I mean, he's hanging in there with it. You know, I go over there and help him work on his car, and he's got a 65 Ford, and I go over and help him work on it. And, you know, and I just don't, right now, I try to do what I can do for my dad. My dad wants something, I'm taking care of it.
Tina, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tina, you know, my sister and I, we lost, you know, both of our parents to cancer. My mom had pancreatic cancer, and they found colon cancer with my dad. And you know, it both of them when they went differently. They found it in my mom. She died 3 weeks later. My dad went to the hospital complaining of stomach pains, and then that's when they found out that he had colon cancer, but then he died the next morning.
On their anniversary.
And yeah, my mom and dad's anniversary. And, you know, it's either way, even when you know about it or it happens suddenly, and excuse my French, but it fucks you up. It really does. And,
yeah.
You know, I did that cancer walk for a couple of years. And, you know, it was hard for me to keep doing it because every year it got bigger and bigger. And what I mean by that is it didn't get one or two or 10 people bigger. I mean, it got 70, 80 people bigger. And that's a lot of people, man. And it started and they were young. Some were 17. Some were 9. You know, my son Vince, when he was in elementary school, second grader, little Richie, died of a tumor. It's just like, you know, it's such an ugly disease, and I hope that they can do something. And you know, and that's something I've been trying to do. I've been trying to get St. Jude's Hospital out here. I've been talking to some people about getting them on my car. So I can start raising money through the racing for St. Jude because it's a children's hospital. And
I can try and hook that up, Tao.
Well, I don't know if I've been talking to the wrong people, but and inside, so then I can really have you shoot the car with all that stuff on it if as soon as we get the green light for that, man.
Well, some of the DJs that I know out here, they do St. Jude fundraisers. And
well, Aaron's for the one out, I mean, St. Jude's the ones out here, though, in L.A.
Yeah. I can have them, you know, contact the ones in California.
Well, look into it for me and see what they can do. And then what I can do, Tyson, I can bring the car to you. You could shoot it. I can drag Lee down the track and whoop on that G body and then head back to Cali.
I don't know about
you was talking real good. You know, you was talking positive about a lot of different things. You just messed up.
I thought it was positive all the way through. I thought that was a very positive call. I mean, the statement.
No, that wasn't positive right there. Everything before that, that was beautiful. Up to him, there.
I think Lee's going to whoop his butt. If a 15-year-old wants to whoop her uncle's butt, I think Lee's going to go for it.
Hello. That noise.
You know, y'all got a point, man. That, like I said, cancer is something else, man. When you sit back and you watch a person, I watched my father 33 years. He worked at the plant. And, you know, he retired for a few years, and all of a sudden he just got real sick. And I didn't know he had cancer until they told me. I asked my mother, I said, well, what hospital are we in? He said, Peter Camano's the cancer hospital. I said, that's a cancer hospital. They ain't nowhere to ER. So, man, when you go through something like that, man, you know, it's life-changing. But I'm glad to see a lot of people, they really respect that because even like my son played football, and for the whole month, all the boys, man, they have on all pink. No matter what color they football colors, they team is, they have all pink. You know what I'm saying? For breast cancer awareness, you know what I mean? So it's a real big deal. It's serious, man. It's serious.
Oh, that's serious, man. I mean, for you to witness that, man, it makes you change all values of your life, whatever you was doing, however, it makes you just change
everything, man. You know what I mean?
And that's why I'm so proud. That's why I'm so proud of my son Vince and his friends Chris and Matt. They're 19 years old and they're up at this walk, you know, walking for cancer. I'm really proud of them. I'm really, really proud of them for doing this.
Dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a story. My dad got me. I've been racing since I was born. My dad was racing when I, you know, at Mighty Dragway for years. And my dad stopped racing about 1980-79. And he told me and my brother, you know, if y'all want to race, y'all need to learn before people take your money. You know, you need to learn how to do this and everything. And for me to walk in the house and see my dad to have a big old golf ball lump on his face. Man, I just, you know, and I took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, we need to get you for a scan. So we took him in that, you know, 2 days later, and they got him in at St. Joe's Hospital. And the guys, you know, we were all praying that it wasn't cancer, you know. And the guy came back and said it was cancer. First time I seen my dad cry. And I walked in and seen my dad. I just broke down. I said, hey, Dad, you know, we're going to make this work. The only thing I could figure to make it work was that I wanted to do something that my dad loved. His passion was drag racing. And my car was sitting there, you know, I said, you know what? I told my brother and my sister, I said, you know, I'm going to take care of things the way I want to take care of it, but I'm going to get it done. Got the car done. Me and my dad, we went from Norwalk. We went to Tennessee. We went to Kentucky, Ohio racing and stuff, and he just had a good time. And I seen my dad happy. I was happy. And all I'm saying, guys, is that
we didn't know our dad had cancer until it was too late.
That day, the night that he went to the hospital.
Sometimes we get that, but I'm just saying, you know, at the time, you know, I pray for my dad and I pray for everybody every day. I mean, it's like when Biz got an accident.
Exactly.
You know, when Biz got an accident last week, dude, that shit wasn't funny. I mean, I was standing there when he wrecked. And it was worser in person than it was on video. Video didn't tell the truth. And to see that man walk out, it was a guy.
Hey, Kevin, I second that, man. I second that. I mean, cut you off of you. I do agree, man. That was something terrible, dude.
Dude, that it was not. The man telling the truth. He on the phone. Dude, when that car hit the wall the first time, and it hit the wall the second time.
That first hit wasn't the one. That second hit.
I was like, dude, I hope he okay. I'm playing the car. I'm praying he okay. But I want to tell you guys, I went to Roy Hill Drexel School. I know a lot of guys who race, and they play with their fucking belts. When they get in them cars, dude, pull your belt, sit them as tight as you can get them. Now, a lot of you guys know Kenny Lang. Kenny Lang who built transmissions. Kenny Lang raced, but he wrecked the car. And me and Kenny are real good friends. Kenny told me that he was so bruised and messed up after that race that he, you know, he tore the car up. He, you know, but he said, dude, don't you ever play with them fucking belts. And he said it one particular day.
You know what I always was talking?
He said he bucked him on that car
racing,
so hard.
Always was talking. Guy told me and my cousin, he said, let me tell you something. When you get in this car, you're a part of this chassis. So you tighten these goddamn belts up just like the motherfucker suspension on this car. You was one. Ain't no room, ain't no wiggle room. Damn it, tight, mm-hmm. You can't breathe. You was one at the car.
Well, you know, I gotta tell you this. The one thing that, you know, a lot of people know me for is that when I do something or I make a bet or I always, if I can do it, I do it. You know, or if I
That's
can
right.
go there. And, the one thing, the reason why I really want to do a Grudge Inc. out here is that, you know, I want to promote a race, but the money made, I want it to go to charities. I'm not in a position where I need to make, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. I always feel that I'm fortunate for what I do and what I get to do. And I know there's people that don't get to do some of the things that I get to do. And so I always like to give back. And And I wanna promote a race where I can send money like the St. Jude's. You know, I was a big fan of Danny Thomas as a kid, and I actually got to meet Marlo Thomas at a St. Jude's event, and we're talking about these things when I was driving the funny car. So ever since then, like about 83, you know, I always donate money to St. Jude's, and I really want to get in a position where I can really do stuff for these kids. These kids are innocent kids, and they're struck down with a disease like this, and not just cancer, leukemia, you know, all this stuff. So, you know, it's just there's those families are the ones that need the money to help, you know, what insurance doesn't pick up.
That's right.
And so that's what I want to do. I don't really care about nothing else. I just want to see these kids get healthy and try to get back to normal life.
I would like to see guys, Tim, the rest of us, you know, start bringing kids as unfortunate in that, you know, I want to say in the neighborhood, you know, we call it the hood, but pick that child up and say, hey, man, come on, I got something for you. Come on, hang out with me for the day. And go see the parents. So, you know, I want to take this child, you know, over to the drag strip. And let that child see that. I mean, dude, that's how I was. You know, I was hooked. I mean, I was fortunate growing up, I had people around me who raced. And you know, they always, you know, I was fortunate to have that in my life, to where they took me. You know, even my mom and dad went through a divorce, and my dad left for a while, but it was guys in the neighborhood who would still take me. You know, hey, man, come on. You know, and I was one of those kids who would just sit there and watch, you know, and learn. But, you know, we don't start teaching our youth who we know today. You know, you guys got to remember that this sport is going to die. And we don't want it to die.
You know,
there's no secret to this game. You know, everybody, oh, man, you know, I run 28th and this and that. I run fucking 26th tall tire. And everybody told me I couldn't do what I do today. Well, it's just one of my things. I'm just still, I test and tune and I write down and try for everything I do. But, you know, do you guys understand we all engineers? We're all engineers.
Yeah.
You know, we might work for the big three, but we are engineers. You took a car.
You know, there was a girl.
You couldn't do what it couldn't do and made it do it. You the man.
You know, I used to go run this. This L.A. County Sheriff used to put out this, put on a track meet. And what they did was you entered an event. And what happened was you had kids there that were, they were terminally ill. But it was a fundraiser to help raise money for that kid. So a kid would come and pick you and say, I want you to run for me. I have leukemia. Will you run for my cause? And you say, yeah. And then you go out and you get people to sign up that are going to pledge money, and then you run your race. And I did this for 6 years. And the girl was 8 years old. And she always picked me every year. And the one thing that we were told in our meetings was, you know, try not to build a relationship with these kids because you don't know how long they have. Don't give them false hopes, this and that. And this little girl and I, we hit it off. And then the second year, the third year, and she eventually died when she was 15. But she was probably the sweetest kid. I mean, we went everywhere. We went to Disneyland. We took it way past the rules. You know, I'd go by and see her. I took her to some races, like you said, Kev. And her and I had a relationship, and I was there the day she passed, and you know, it was sad. And it's, to me, this cancer walk, it just reminds me of all the younger people. Well, all the people, but the younger ones especially, who haven't seen life yet. And that's the one thing that's always bugged me. So that's why I want to do what I, you know, the stuff for St. Jude's and stuff like that.
Well, Tail, if I can get a hold of my friend who's a DJ, and I can get the number, you know, every state that Grudge Inc. is racing, why don't we put on a fundraiser?
Well, that's something, Tina, that's something that, you know, we can discuss, because you have different promoters.
Yeah.
And different promoters do different things. And that's something that they would have to want to do. You know, I want to do this for me, and I can't really, that's something that's got to come from them. And I'm sure people will listen to this show and they'll hear about it. And if they want to jump on board with me, they can. I always let people want to do it instead of being goaded into it or pressured into it. If they do it because, you know, it's something they want to do, then good for them. But, you know, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing if they can't, you know, for whatever reasons. They may have certain things that they got to take care of too. So I'm not worried about that. I worry about me, and that's what I want to do.
Well, if you get it going, let me know, and I I'll get it going out here, because they hold a concert twice a week out here, or twice a month out here, for St. Jude's. And,
well, find out who I can talk to, because the lady I talked to, her name is Lily, and I want to strangle her out.
Okay.
I always get passed to her, and then I never get passed her.
I'll call Monday when they're on, you know, when they're DJing, and I'll talk to them and see who I can contact for St. Jude. And then I will let you know, and you can let everybody else know, and we can go from there.
And you know what, too? I think their colors. Here's the part that's going to kill me.
What?
If I got to paint the car these colors, and this is going to piss off a lot of people. I think their colors are like a blue and silver, like the Detroit Lions. We can't have none of that shit on my car. Not being a Chicago Bears fan, baby, I can't have none of that.
I've got the colors of the Cancers.
Hey, Tayo, see, you was starting off good again. Well, you don't think fat meat grease? I'm going to have to show you,
I think if I leave my car with Tyson to have him paint it, I think Tyson's going to invent a new color and then paint my car with that. And it'd probably be the most hideous color that you can imagine.
It's going to be a future color. Pastel.
Yeah.
Well, you
flowers
know
what? And bumblebees.
The color.
Each state picked their own, you know, cause or cancer. I've got all the colors because I did one for Addie for school, and I've got all the colors.
Oh, the ribbon?
And I've got all the colors, and each state can pick their own, you know, color of the ribbons to put on the cars or whatever.
Hold on to that thought. Just for grins and giggles, Tyson, what color ribbon do you think I should get? Tina, you can't tell this man nothing, man, because he takes all this stuff, because that's his hook now. Tayo, I think you should put pink. I think you should do the pink ribbon.
He's on my page, and
Tyson gonna guilt me into this, man. He gonna get pink on my car. No matter how, now I'm fucked.
See, you don't mess with a painter, because you know what I can do? I can put it in there, and a ghost pattern, you won't see it until the sun shines. So
like,
you be waxing, like, what is that?
No, you're going to do that paint where, when you look at the front of the car, you don't see it, but when you stand on the back, you see it.
Big rice stuff, Patrick.
Yeah.
Big rice stuff all over the car, on the car.
Oh,
he's going
to have a liver Rossi car.
There you go.
I'm going to have both eyes, all eyes on you, baby. I'm telling you right now when you paint that car.
Hey, tell you,
paint that car next.
Tell you, it ain't going to matter when Lee get to whooping that ass.
That's right. And then we'll put K.O. Russo on the hood of the car, or on the top of the car. We'll put K.O. Russo's car.
Oh, God. Lee, what color would you paint my car? If by some act of God you beat me, Lee, stretching it, what color would you paint my car? Oh, did you hear what she said? She said, I'm even climber. That's what she said.
No, she did not.
She did. She just said it. You guys must be something wrong with your phone. She said,
yeah, I'm here to run. Stop acting like that.
I don't have anybody's mic muted. I would never do something like that. She just said.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. She just texted me and said, you a damn liar. Try again.
Yeah,
hey, Sykes, don't they have a primer pink?
No.
I can make the primer any color I want. You want it pink, it's going to be pink.
Just put some glitter in it, you'll be all right.
I can give you a list of the colors and...
Oh, teammate, you don't need a list of colors. He only got one color on his head right now. That's all he worried about.
Yeah, I'll hook it up. See, I painted that Mary Kay pink pearl, then take the rims and get them powder coated with the pink insert. Oh,
there
man.
You go.
Dude,
I think that Barbie hot pink is new for him. That Barbie hot pink. Yeah.
Man, you know what, Tyson? I just think I threw up in my mouth, man. Gotta quit that shit.
Airbrush on the back bumper going back to Cali.
You put that on my. I got one of those long red things on my parachute when I'm driving that says remove for flight. You can put it. You can put it right there. Going back to Cali.
Is Lee still on?
Yeah, she's still on. I heard her again. She said that I don't have to worry about painting my car if I was blue. That's what she said.
Wait a minute. She just texted me and said, tell Toyota, stop muting my damn mic when I'm talking.
No, this says no mics mute. I would never mute her like anyone's mic.
You mean her mom?
No,
but I think we should
still
do that.
She's still with us. She probably fell asleep.
Lee. Wake up, Lee.
No, she's snoozing, man.
She's asleep.
She probably got her phone. No, she probably got her phone on mute.
I'm an hour behind you, and I'm still awake.
Or she probably tuned in the motor right now and got the motor running. That's why her phone's on mute. She just don't want me to hear it.
Yeah, she don't want you to hear what she's got.
Texted me again. She say, hi. What pill should I put in a knife? Oh,
yeah.
Because I want to whoop Tayo's ass. Okay, let me take you back.
How you like that? She goes to the check for the first time, got hooked, got a car, and then calls me out. That's a ringer, baby. That's a ringer.
All the way from Cali.
She knew already what car she wanted. She didn't even stutter. What kind of car you at? She said Regal. I'm like, Regal.
Z-body.
Man, she didn't even stutter. She didn't even stutter, man.
Oh, no.
She's after you. Hey, where's Kev?
Come with it. Oh, you went and ruined a good thing, man.
I'm here. No deal.
I'm here. What are you doing, honey? What's going on? No, we just wondered where you was at.
Man, what you doing? Riding a car or something?
No,
I'm down in Mississippi, man. I'm having a good time. I tell you, I was out with the boys yesterday, man. Yes, sir.
Milking the cows.
Nah, man, these boys out here got some G-bodies, man. It is nice.
Hey,
I'm just trying to hang it out with them,
hey,
at a good time.
Hey, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Stop chasing them damn sheep around.
Hey, Tyson. Tyson,
you
got me on
Mississippi
that one.
Without me?
Tyson, I'm going to do that one. You got me. You got me on that one, but no, sir, I'm not doing that.
Leave me alone.
No, man, I just, you know, no, I'm just having a good time down here, and I'll leave out in the morning, go to the race tomorrow, and, you know. But, you know, you guys, you know, had a good thing on that, talking about the cancer, and you just aware of people that didn't need to be tested for.
Yeah. You went to Mississippi without me?
Where you at? I would have came and got you. Where you at?
South Carolina.
You in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. This is my sister. What are you doing? I was in South Carolina 2 weeks ago and asked Tayo where you was at.
She right in the middle of, I'll tell you where she at. She's right in the middle of Redneckville. That's it, baby. Come here. Smack dab.
Hey, baby. That could be
anywhere
in
the state.
Hey, I'll shut your ass up for a minute. I was in Greenville. I was in Greenville and Anderson, South Carolina last week.
You were an hour away from me.
Well, you know what? Taylor won't answer his phone during the day because he'd be playing with himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I gotta keep my pimp hand strong, baby.
Hey, well.
He don't answer his phone in the daytime because he be out there sunbathing the wrong way.
Look,
that's right,
phone,
man.
Hey, let's
he
not worry about your
pimp hand. He get a sunburn on his head.
He got
sunburn in his hand?
On his head.
I just got a text from Willie Dog.
Where's Willie at, man?
What are you making?
Willie on, oh, he's in Macon?
Yeah.
Man, I was hoping he would call him. He had a few races down there, didn't he? Or is that for tomorrow?
Thanks for tomorrow. I know he running. I think he giving Gadget the back tire with Trey One car. With Trey One Malibu.
I'll tell you, man. When we was down in Lena, man. Jay Barnes and Willie Dog and me, we was kicking it on the starting line, man. I mean, we must have talked shit about everybody in that motherfucking place. We just having a good time, the three of us.
They said they knew it was you. You had thong flip flops. You had your pants sagging with a thong on.
Yeah, that's how.
That's how we roll, baby.
He had the nerve to have skinny jeans sagging.
With glitters.
Motherfucker got jokes. Thinks he's funny over there, man. Quit.
I'm going to send you some pink skinny jeans with glitter, brother.
Oh, don't worry, man. I don't think I could get one leg in the skinny jeans.
Would you try?
Huh?
Man, I seen Tao and Capri's fucked their hips out of that shit.
Yeah, you don't tell us, goddammit, but he let it come out.
I'll fix this right now. Watch, I'm gonna mute his mic.
He's gonna have
I can't hear you, Tyson.
You better not mute my damn mic.
Tyson.
No, I can't hear you right now.
Tyson, you on there?
I hear y'all. If you come back, if you want to, I'm on the first thing smoking.
don't get to bring that paint. That pink paint.
No, man.
I'm about to catch the flight right now. He knew my mic.
Hey, you guys, what's up with the grudge gear?
What's
he
up
do?
With
he got special thongs that he put on Grudge Inc.
No, I'm talking about shirts and all that stuff.
Oh, that's something we that's a Jay Barnes item. I've been trying to push for stuff like that.
He got a halter top. Tell where the halter top.
Tyson, yours ain't gonna fit me, man.
And it been tied up front. He wore the tie. He tied up at the front.
I told you, your halter top ain't gonna fit me, man.
It ain't wet, is it?
Yeah, it's wet. He's showing everything.
I think Lee fell asleep on that one.
She's still with us, man.
She with her other man.
Hey.
You okay? Man.
Hey.
Yeah. She's with someone with a Vega. Maybe that's why Kevin's so quiet, man, because you know what? She probably went Vega Nation on you, man.
Hey.
She's going to get someone that's going to outrun your butt.
Ain't no one outrunning me.
You gotta let me know when you come back through here, Kev.
Tyson, some people count sheep, some people chase sheep.
And that's what Kev do.
Bah.
He go on mute again.
No, nobody's muted. I haven't muted any mics since Tyson's.
That's because he was talking about the pretty pink and purple.
I want him to paint my car. I'm just terrified how it's going to look when I get it back. Not that he's a bad painter. It's the color I'm worried about.
Okay, let me come up there when you do it.
Oh,
Tyson,
yeah.
Tyson, I told you about my Thunderbird. When the guy took it away, I told him I wanted it fire engine red with a white top. The motherfucking Thunderbird come back blue. They got the white top, but it came back blue. And I'm like...
Oh, his fever was like an avocado green. It was pinky.
Wow. I was down in San Diego when the car got delivered back to the house I was working. And my ex-wife calls me and she says, the Thunderbird's back. I said, how'd it come out? She goes, well, it came out really nice. She goes, what color did you tell them? I said, fire engine red. That it was called brilliant red with the white snow white top. She says, red? I said, yes. Yeah. She goes, okay. She goes, well, you need to look at the car when you get home. I go, why? She goes, because it's blue. I go, what do you mean it's blue? I go, don't fuck with me. She says, I'm looking at your car right now. It's blue. I'm like, this is going to be a joke. So all day, all night, because I had an overnight in San Diego, 2 hours away, and come 6 o'clock in the morning, man, I was flying home. I opened up the garage door, and there sat my blue Thunderbird with the white top. So I called the dude. I told him, I said, what color did I tell you to paint this car? And he said, and he looked up, I hear papers ruffling. He says, red. Can you tell me why I got a blue car sitting in my driveway? He says, oh, no, it's red. I go, no, motherfucker, come over and take a look. It's blue. So he came over to the house, and he saw the car blue. I go, I told you red. We picked out the color. You looked at it, said we could do it. Done deal. So the guy says, bring it in next Monday, because I got some cars I got to get out. Bring it in next Monday. Okay.
Right.
Well, I go down next Monday. He got those cars out, and everything else out of that shop was long gone.
Wow.
And I'm like, you cheesy, if I ever found this, man, they didn't have internet access really back then like they do now, because I'd have sent the bloodhounds out after his ass. And then all my emblems, where all my emblems go on the car, they're all,
wow,
they're all bonded over. So, yeah.
That would have hurt somebody.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They would, you know what? At least they would have got the color right there.
You wanted Cardinal red.
That's right, baby. St. Louis Cardinals.
I remember you've always wanted that.
And my St. Louis Cardinals red.
You've always, since you got that T-Bird, you always wanted to change it to Cardinal red.
Yeah, I got to get Tyson out here to California, man. He got some painting to do.
Yeah, I gotta buy a whole lot of paint.
You got
Thunderbird gonna suck up a whole lot of pink paint there.
Oh yeah, well, I got that car is gonna be a whole nother project, man.
What, the T-Bird?
Yeah, because you know what, they were supposed to have welded up some cancer, I guess, cut it out and weld it up. And it's coming through the paint again, so I don't think they cut out anything. I think they just went ahead and filled it in with Bondo, if you ask me.
Why don't you raise the T-Bird?
Because everybody's scared of the Vega. They won't even touch that T-Bird if I do what I want to do to the T-Bird.
The Vega sucks.
No, don't even say that. And I'm waiting for Melvin to chime in when I said nobody wants to race the Vega, because I know he'll be clicking on quickly.
Vega, you still got the arm hanging off of that?
That Thunderbird, I wanted to do like a twin turbo setup on it, but I don't know what I'm going to do with that thing. That thing's so damn heavy. All I could do is make it sound fast.
Pass it down to Touch.
No, Emma wants it. She wants me to get it running. Emma.
Oh. Pass it down to Emma.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to end up doing.
Pass it down to someone who's going to take care of it.
Oh, then I guess I'll just keep it.
Shit.
So, you know, we saw a medium last night. They told Tyson he needed to get a Vega.
They work. It's the best thing you can have.
That's right, man. I heard somebody say that on FIFA. Buy a Vega. They work.
It's Cam, man. You know what? I'm gonna cut your fucking nuts off.
What's that?
Ooh. It's Cam. I'm gonna call you. Hold on a second.
I know it's Cam.
What the hell Cam talking about?
I pull up in that motherfucker. You might just some bitch.
He in a fight with him. He in the bar.
He better leave them sheep nuts alone. That's the wrong sheep you're messing with. You don't mess with the ones with the nuts on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
who's racing in Mississippi? Who's racing down there?
I think that was just one of the stopovers.
Oh. Then he's going to Alabama?
Yeah. There's a big race tomorrow in Alabama.
Are you going for that picnic?
What picnic?
The first annual Grudge.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yeah. So I'm going to have to say no. I won't be there.
I thought it was in June.
No, June 15th is is it Martin, Michigan?
Yep, Martin, Michigan.
Yeah. And then, the business race isn't in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Yep. Oh, it is
it's in Indiana. It's in Morocco, Indiana.
Oh, okay, Morocco.
I want to go to a race.
Well, there's two of them. Don't they have a Grudge Inc. race in Florida? Doesn't Crew Chief do one?
They always be having something going on in Florida.
Chad said they have a Grudge Inc. in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
They just had a race out there.
They had that already.
Yeah, they had a race out there in Orangeburg.
Where's that at, Tina, from you?
That's probably about maybe 2 hours. Not far. It's like from Pedro to Riverside.
Well... Yeah,
but
I
want
to get schedule.
Huh?
I said I have to pull up that schedule. I'll find out where all the races are at.
Yeah, let me know. I like to see somebody that I've talked to and stuff race. All my brothers on Grudge Inc.
Yeah, but you know what? You're in South Carolina, though. That'd be like being on the island like a midway or something off the Hawaiian Island, something way out in the middle of nowhere.
Why can't you go to South Carolina and race?
I told you, too many hillbillies out there in South Carolina.
You got Lee who wants to race you, and you got your 15-year-old niece who wants to race you.
Yeah, but Lee wants to race me. Lee's in Detroit.
You go to Detroit, but you won't come and race your niece.
Because my niece doesn't drive.
She
shouldn't be racing anyway. She shouldn't be racing anyway.
She still whooped your ass.
Watch, I'm gonna get all, good thing that we're off the air, but this probably would have made a whole bunch of phone calls racing. Women shouldn't be racing, okay? There, I said it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you're going to hear it next Saturday.
She's
10 years old, but she wants to race her uncle.
Listen, like I told you, I'm going to say I'll slow it down because I know you're in South Carolina.
And you haven't seen your sister in how long?
Wait, listen, I've never lost to a woman racing, and I'm never going to, okay?
That's the first time?
Nah, not even going to be a first time, baby. Not even going to be in the ballpark.
Since you said
I'll fly to Detroit to watch Lee.
Yeah, Lee going to give him the back tire and the brake.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful now because she's going to get sawed off.
She's going to have a thing on her bumper that says, see ya, Teo.
Listen, you guys gonna listen. You're going to hype all that stuff up. And I'll come to Detroit just to do this. And then she's going to feel all silly and stupid.
You just text me. Hold on.
She's going to
Teo got the back tie and the brake, and she's going to clear you.
Woo-wee. She's going to say, I done called out the big dog. I shouldn't let those guys talk me into it. I should have done what he said and junked his G-body and got myself a Vega.
Wait a minute. I got another
I got another text. She said she gonna blow by you so fast, it's gonna change that Vega into a G body.
Oh, that hurts.
Hey, I wouldn't mind you shooting my car the same color as yours. It probably looked better on my car, but I like that color.
That's a special color.
What's the color?
It's red. It's red. It's like a burgundy. Is it a burgundy? Like a burgundy?
Wood.
Laser red.
Huh?
Rosewood.
What you say?
I like it,
man.
Ain't that a rosewood?
No. Laser red.
Oh.
It's a nice color, man. It's a nice color.
Wow. That sounds cool. Dang.
My buddy's got a G-body. I was thinking about buying off of him.
That's the best thing you ever do.
So I can push it off a cliff so I don't ever have to look at it again. Yeah, I do stupid shit like that.
I bet the G-body survive. You push that Vega off the cliff, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. It's just, dude, hey, that Vega, dude, just what it always does. It's just gonna fly. Them H bodies just fly, no matter where that they're on the ground in the air. They're just gonna fly.
Fly straight down.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it.
Especially if you go off by a palm.
I saw somebody on TV. That was racing a Vega, and he said, "Buy a Vega; they work, so they must work." That guy saying
he don't know. He don't know no better.
No, he don't.
He was in a Vega, so
been,
you know. I'm just saying.
They must have been drunk. Whoever said that.
Oh, he was hauling ass that night.
It's probably Cal. Jeez.
No, I used to tell people that when they want to race, I told them, listen, man, we'll race, and I tell them, and if I don't want no money, if I win, you got to take your car and throw it off a cliff so I never got to look at it again. So there was this one dude. I shouldn't know if I should say this on the air, but I'm gonna say it anyway. He had a 64 El Camino, and it was powder blue. And he used to come down my street hauling ass. And my street that I lived on was only wide enough, really, for one car to go down. If there was two cars, one guy would have to pull over, and the other one. And he would just start at the street. So I was in my 56 wagon, and I went there to put the steering lock on it, and I heard the car going on the street before. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, oh, Mama, please have him turn down my street. Have him turn down my street. And he came down the street, and he got on it in first gear, and I stood in the middle of the street and had a baseball bat. And he stopped right in front of me. I go, you need to slow down. I go, you're going to hurt somebody here. If you don't slow down, and I started getting in his face. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Takes off, and then as he takes off, he just nails it and goes. I'm like, this guy's a dead man. So about 2.5 weeks later, his girlfriend lived around the corner from us, and he was over there that night. So I just went old school mafia Dago on his ass. I busted out the driver window, lit a little gasoline, in a rag, sauced it in the car, and set the car on fire. You don't drive up and down my street no more.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I had to go old school. It was a beautiful car, but you know what? I had to prove a point.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Y'all short people a trip.
I No, I normally don't do shit like that, but you know what, man? I was at that time, I was just a new daddy, and I just kept cringing, thinking my kid running out the street and this guy come hauling ass. And I was just like, you know, I was like in protect mode and trying to explain to this dude, but he just wanted to still be a punk. Yeah, so
you
I crushed that car.
You got to realize something about Tao. If they don't see him, they will, whoever he's after, will talk shit to the fullest. And I remember this one time Tao had a PCP pipe. And some guy was...
Now, wait, hold on, wait. Not a PCP pipe, okay, everybody? PVC, okay?
Whatever.
Tyson,
it was a
drug addict or nothing like that.
You better jump on that one, Tyson. Crack pipe.
Yeah,
crack pipe.
A crack
pipe. You know,
you
got
a crack pipe.
Oh, Lord, Tao. Don't tell me, please. You're hurting my feelings. Oh, Lord.
The guy was talking shit to Tao, and then he saw how short he was.
Why do you got to hit that word so hard?
Well, it's true.
Just that
word
wasn't
short?
As tall as him.
Short,
wasn't
short,
as
short,
tall
short,
as him
short.
You're short.
Man.
And
he's not as tall as everybody else, man. You guys got to look at the cup half full, not empty.
The guy come out and saw him and start talking shit. Tao, what up? And told the guy he better knock it off, and he said he was going to go get his guys. And Tao said, what guys? And he named them. He said, go get him. He's one of my best friends. Tao swung that putt and cracked his elbow open, split it open.
And they lived in a rehab house.
That's a
strong
crack pipe.
What type of crack pipes y'all got down there? And the guy lived in a rehab because the house all full of rehab dudes. Then I called the cops and told him I got assaulted by a bunch of rehab guys.
No wonder your car go fast. You run off of PCP.
Whatever it is.
Tina, listen. I can't explain this to you enough. The more ammunition you give Tyson, the worse it is for me. Okay?
Good.
The worse it is for me.
Don't talk about me.
Yeah, well, Tyson needs to slow down because he writes all this shit down, and then all of a sudden, one of these shows, his best material for comedy is me. You got to slow this man down.
Everybody's best comedy is you.
Oh, I ain't going to say nothing about a short man with a crack pipe no more.
It's flip-flop.
Or song flip-flop and capri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And skinny jeans.
That I don't fit in.
Hey, Tao, I promised everybody when I seen you and Lena, I would not tell nobody you had on eyeliner. I kept my word. I swear to God, I not told nobody you had on eyeliner.
When did you have eyeliner on?
Wait a minute, Tim.
Hold up, Tim.
So he has skinny jeans on with thong flip flops with eyeliner.
Maybelline.
When I met him down at Lena, him and Willie Dahl was up there talking. Man, Willie Dahl kept picking his goddamn lips. I said, God damn, dog. He said, man, this motherfucker looks sweet, man. I want to taste this motherfucker. I want to kick him in the mouth. I said, Oh, God.
My brother goes to New York, and he calls me to ask me what the weather's like. I'm in South Carolina.
Hey, Tao, no wonder why they said you was red. Them damn skinny jeans was cutting your circulation off. Hey, you know that damn where you going, man. That motherfucker said something the damnest shit you ever heard in your life. Man, that motherfucker got you blowing and talking shit. Oh, my God. Hey, Tyson, this is something you have to get in here, man. That motherfucker was on that mic going.
Yeah, I know dog can go, boy.
Oh, he sure can, man.
He be clowning on the show, so I can just imagine what he do at that racetrack.
Yeah, that's a dude you don't want to give a microphone to, man, and be and him be pissed off at you.
Ooh wee.
He make you leave the track. He make you leave the track crying.
You better have 6 feet in for the dog, and you won't even go up
and confront him with that microphone because he's gonna be talking shit the whole time you're walking up. Here comes that broke dick motherfucker right here. Here he comes right here, like he's going to do something. I'm going to send him back and go see his mom. It's like, all right, this guy ain't stopping. I got to get out of here because now people are looking at me.
Hey, man, we're down there later, man. We're gone so goddamn tired. This motherfucker pulled here with an old trailer. We're gone, said, man, look at this motherfucker pulling here with the goddamn first trailer, eight-year-old car hauler ever made known to man. Man, we're going back to this motherfucking trailer. It's a trailer that they used to pull down with the little cars and shit. I forgot they had a certain little neck, a stunt stream or something like that. That motherfucker like a stunt stream. It was all rounded off. This motherfucker said, man, look at this motherfucker right here. When he went to going on him, I swear to God, I never seen that trailer for the rest of his life. I think that motherfucker packed up and hit the dirt road.
Yeah,
hey, Willie Dog can make a grown man cry without even touching him.
You better have. I tell you what, to fuck with him, you better have thick skin, because goddamn, he'll let you have it.
Oh, he sure does, man.
That's one thing, Ted don't back down.
Then he'll tell you, he said, motherfucker, if you want to fight, oh, well, I done had my ass whooped before. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Willie Dog's in the whole class by himself, man. He is. He's special. I love the dude, man. I think he's classy. You know what? And what I like about Willie Dog so much is, like, if you don't want to know the answer, don't ask him. Because he's just gonna flat out tell you whether you like it or not, or how it is. That's why I have so much respect for him. He just, I know he gets loud and crazy, but you know what? If you don't want to know the truth, then don't ask Willie Dog the question, because he's gonna tell you. He really will.
Where is he from?
Was he from Alabama or Georgia? Jake.
Hmm?
Did we lose everybody?
I don't know.
No, you ain't lost nobody.
Oh, okay. Where's Willie Dog from? Is he from Alabama?
Don't nobody know.
Wherever he roams, wherever he lays his head is home. That's Willie Dog.
He's a traveler.
No, I think he's from Alabama.
If you go to a race in Macon, I want to go.
Willie Dog goes race everywhere, so it don't matter. I don't know if Sleepy's on the line or not, but Sleepy would know.
Okay.
But
yes.
All right, everybody, this clicker's clicking down right now, man. It's going to cut everybody off. So before it does, I want to thank everybody for calling in. And Lee, you're probably sleeping. So you know I got to tell everybody you fell asleep with me. So, and you can't deny it because you ain't talking back. So that's how it's going to go down. But thanks for calling in. And I hope you call in next week too. Shake, Tyson, Melvin, Tina. Everybody, thanks for calling in. And we're going to get back to this topic next week about me whooping women's ass. It's going to be like Andy Kaufman. When Andy Kaufman used to wrestle women and kick their ass all the time. That's what this is going to be like. I'm going to feel bad whooping on these women.
The women graduators coming on. Oh, you're awake.
Yeah.
They could come on. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and end this. I'm gonna go out with with some sponsorships, pay some bills for Grudge Inc., and I just want to thank everybody for calling in. Good night.
Yes, ma'am. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.